You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, YKWD fans. I'm going to be starting this podcast out on a sad note. Unfortunately, Steve Carlisi has passed away. Good friend of the Open Anthony show and a good friend of mine is gone. And I want you guys to go to my website, robertkellylive.com, the front page, and donate to the Steve Carlisi Fund. The page was set up to ease the burden of his wife, his son, and his stepdaughter. So if you go to robertkellylive.com, I'm going to leave it up there for a week or so, and you can spread the word about the page, the URL. Donate whatever you need, whatever you can. $5. You can donate $5,000. Whatever you got will help the family out. You can leave a note. You can do it anonymously. But make sure you do it. So go to robertkellylive.com. Click the link. Steve Carlisi Memorial Fund. All the money is going to his wife MJ, his son, and his stepdaughter to help out. It's a sad, sad day. Another friend has passed away. It's been a shit couple of years, I tell you that. So, that's it. Now, enjoy this fucking hilarious podcast.
Hey, YKWD fans in Seattle, check out Robert Kelly live at the Parlor Live Comedy Club in Bellevue, Washington. He'll be there this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Get up, get out, and check him out. Go to robertkellylive.com for tickets and information.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
I will stab each and every one of you fucking cocksuckers.
He's
talk
back.
About Boston.
With what? With what?
don't bring up Beantown.
All right, let's do a mic check so I can make sure. I forgot how to do this shit. I spend more time on the fucking banner. Yeah. It's been bugging the fuck out of me because she puts the photos on the internet. And it's always either me, like you get cut out or I get cut out. Because she's trying to get, because she's fucking OCD. She wants the You Know What, Dude banner in the middle of the photo. So you're cut out or I'm cut out.
I'm surprised there's never descriptions of the pictures with like a 300 words.
This is me and Bobby and Joe and Giannis. And we're all sitting in the studio and this is a very fun podcast. And then we recorded it.
It's like, fucking cut it down to 6 words. This was the episode.
You know what? I'm such a lonely cunt that I actually like her long text messages.
Well, that's because, you're like one of those prisoners that's like, that likes getting fucking.
Keep going, Dan.
That likes getting letters from housewives.
Wow. Wow. She really, you know what, though? She fucking really, you almost saved it and she kicked you right in your face at the last second.
She did.
High five.
You really? All right, I think, hang on 1 sec. Aww. Just give me 1 sec.
Check one, two.
Get a little snare.
Yeah, let me hear you, dude.
Hello. 1, 2, 3.
All right. What's up, Liz? Let me hear you,
brother. Hey, for breakfast, I had a cheeseburger that took a long time.
Holy fuck, that took a long time.
Let me hear you. I got you. Kelly, let me hear you.
Hi, everybody.
Phil, suck on that mic. Let me just in case you
say. Hey, what's up? Sucking on the mic. Yeah. 1, 2.
He's got the hairiest knees ever.
I just got to.
What
the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Sounds like Kelly Blue.
last week he was commenting he's wearing shorts and he said he had the hairiest knees. Does no one remember anything that happens in his show? No one remembers.
Not as well as you do.
I know.
Let's. I just want to do a quick test on the phone.
I don't like when Dan looks at me below his eyebrows like that.
Okay. Fucked up. I fucked up. No, me. I'll take that. I'm sorry. Dude. Yeah.
Take the hit, dude.
That fucked with my inner ear.
Yeah.
Not the outer, the side
if
ears.
If I stood up right now, I'd fall down.
That fucked with my third inner ear.
You have a third inner ear?
I don't know. Hang on, let me hear.
Just the sound of the ocean.
Okay. We decided, we took a break and we took a vote. We're leaving that in. We hope to pissed you off. We hope you were driving a semi and then made you careen into the Jersey barrier and run over a minivan full of soccer girls.
I really hope that there's a guy in his cubicle that's just typing and then he goes, fuck! And everyone's like, what was wrong with Rory in accounting at 9 a.m.?
We need to talk.
Oh, dude.
You're with Rory, huh?
Yeah.
I went with Rory.
I don't think of an accountant named Rory.
I'm a big fan of the name Rory.
I think it's
me too, but I'm saying not for an accountant.
Why?
Rory, like, lays brick.
Rory is a fucking no. That's a Jewish name.
Yeah, Rory's Jewish.
Yeah, Rory Harmitzemich.
I grew up with three Rorys.
You didn't know his last name. It was
they were Jewish.
It was.
I got to rethink everything I've ever done.
It was Rory
Scovel.
Listen, all right, we're here with another episode of You Know What, Dude. Thank you, Joe, for trying.
I was gonna do the
You Know What, Dude.
The fact that you still suck at it.
It's still great.
Infuriates me.
I find it endearing.
We're talking about stand-up now?
Oh, all right. He's back.
The truth.
Jared.
It's awkward. We shouldn't hang out before. Because we've been hanging out for like 3 hours and we've been like, yeah, you're hilarious. You're great. And then the fucking mic goes on. I'm like, you suck.
Fuck you. You're a drunk.
You're a fucking drunk.
We got the truth, Joe. Joey List is back by popular demand. And it's kind of getting the fucking annoying. People really start. They're actually like, fuck Joe DeRosa.
Fuck me. There's a couple tweets about fuck.
I got fuck me.
Yeah.
I mean, we always get fuck Kelly. Well, everybody wants to fuck Kelly.
Everyone wants to
get
fuck
it?
Kelly.
You get it?
Yeah.
Kelly's looking good today.
Thank you.
Oh.
I was going to say, you look great.
What does he look like? His face.
We have.
What?
He's great.
She said, my face looks good.
That
means my face looked bad.
Your eyebrows look very nice. Have you been taking care of your eyebrows?
No, he has been. That's why.
The best part of when you do Kelly is your stupid eyes turn into Kelly's eyes.
I have to mimic her face.
We got the, fucking. Dan Soda.
Soda.
The fucking shooting star of comedy. The rising, oh my God, how come he gets everything? Everybody loves him, but all his friends are starting to hate him.
Yeah. Soda!
Success over friendship.
No, yeah. You believe me, you're not kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm not like that.
Yeah, you are. You're corporate Dan, dude.
Robert.
Yes.
Big fan of the show. Just want to say, big fan of yours. Love everyone here. If I could just for a second take a time out to plug something. No,
yes.
I don't have anything to plug.
And of course, we got Kelly. That's it, just Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, no more fat Kelly.
Kelly,
no. No, she's not fat. It's done. It's a wrap. She's not fat. I mean, she's got a mushy ass and mushy tits. Maybe mushy Kelly. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's a fact.
I know.
She always has the voice of an abused child. That face. That's abused child face.
Yeah, we all have that. Yeah, we're all fucking abused. Look at List's face. You think that was a fucking?
No, that's unloved face.
That was actually born 3 months too early. Face.
Premature bird face. He cracked out of the egg before he was supposed to.
I actually saw Dan feeding Dan by spitting food into his mouth.
Oh, Joe. He's got soft bird
teeth. Open up.
Jesus. And we have a special guest today.
Yeah.
Who I mean, we've never really hung out. We don't really know each other. But I've heard, they keep telling me, you got to have Giannis on. You got to have Giannis. I hear great things about you, dude. So Giannis Pappas, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? And it's Greek. And
Greekest name in the business.
And
Yanni Puppy. I didn't know Giannis, you could shorten it to Yanni.
Well, in Greek.
Until your dad was at a show, and he's like, Yanni. You do it. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Talk like that. He's from Brooklyn. Why'd you just make him Turkish?
I don't know.
I feel bad. I feel bad for 5 o'clock Phil, because now he has a little competition.
In the hair?
Yeah.
Jeez, look at that. Did you shave this morning,
We're both trying to hide half our face.
So welcome to the show, dude.
Thanks
and where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Are you from? I'm from Brooklyn.
I'm from
fucking Brooklyn.
Right off the F train.
Yeah, we say you say Brooklyn. We say Brooklyn. And how long have you been doing comedy? How'd you get started?
Inside the comedian's studio.
Do you dirty? Do you work blue? Fucking suck a dick. It's the worst when you do those shows and the you know it's coming. You know. So how? I know they can't help but ask it because there's only five questions you can ask a comic.
What do you talk about?
Yeah, like how do you? I fucking
hate
it.
Who are your inspiration?
Yeah, who are your influences?
The top three comedians.
Well, most podcasts when you walk in, like when you do like a shitty podcast, that's all they ask you is they're like, "So what's your outlook on comedy?"
What do you think about women in comedy? Ugh, shut
boo.
Up.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking.
I think they have no place. It's got to the point there's so many podcasts, you got to figure out creative ways to turn them down now. Yeah. I used to do every one until I started ending up in like an open micer's basement.
And I felt,
all right.
Yeah, because people will call you and be like, dude, I got this podcast. It's called fucking Fusion of Comedy. And you're like, oh, shit, okay. And you show up and it's some fucking idiot with a Yeti microphone in his mom's basement.
And he's like, Mom, what? Suck
that! He's got 14 listeners. You're like, wait, this isn't going to help me sell tickets in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, because I did so many of them to the point where I think people started referring me like, yo, he'll do it.
I felt bad.
You start with, he'll
I did that to Giannis, and you're feel bad.
Yeah, you were one of the first ones. That was one of the first ones I turned down.
You did it on this show.
Well, no, I wanted Giannis because this is a fun show, but I was trying to bang that chick, and she's like,
my brother's got a podcast. Would you do it?
And she's like, he's a huge fan of Giannis. And I wrote Giannis an email like, will you please do this dude's podcast? And then Giannis is like, no, I'm not going to do it. Just turn it
down. Well, it's funny, too. It really is like a chick that gives great head when you find out, these cocksuckers find out you'll do a podcast. Yeah. It's L.A.'s the same way, too. They have these rooms in L.A. All these fucking assholes have these one-nighters. And once they see you at a club, dude, I got this show. And you're like, yeah, I'll come down. And you do it. You're like, there's fucking four people here.
Yeah.
I'm fucking me, motherfucker. I don't do this.
It was always packed the week before, though.
Yeah, it's always packed the week before.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened this week. Yeah, and then they just blame whatever current event's happening.
I say
the closest
immediately
holiday.
No.
Like, you know, Christmas was 4 months ago. So.
Or sports teams. The Nets play, they play Wednesday. You're like, what?
That's what I get. But you guys, I get that.
True blood's on.
I get that when you work the clubs and I'm headlining. Yeah, it's like, dude, there's a fucking boat that just came in town. Like someone bought a boat. What? What
the fuck? Blue Jackets have a home and home series with the Canadians.
I did that for my show Sunday. I was like, 4th of July. But then I know fucking Hannibal's show. He's probably walking in signing autographs on the way. It's packed.
People have to push him to the stage by crowd surfing. Hannibal, get to the stage. Giannis is like, there's two people.
Yeah, he has actually a before show glasses and after show glasses.
He's going to put his after show glasses. They're a little darker.
Yeah,
so
they're a little darker.
Eye contact while he's signing autographs.
Ah, fuck me. It's so weird, though, how some comics, though, it really is, some comics, there's people stick. Just stick. I mean, immediately stick. And they stay with them, and they show the fuck up. And some guys, everybody in this room is fucking hilarious. All right? Almost everybody. You know? When Joe's coherent, he's fucking hilarious.
Staring at the table.
Yeah.
Joe's like an old blues guitarist. You have to wake up to go play. He's like, what's up? Give me that.
I'm not that bad of a drunk at home.
Fun drunk. Fun
yeah,
drunk.
You're
the best, number the one. Funnest.
I mean, we've had some nights.
I would go number one. Well, you two good. Both good, but I would go number one. Him and Nate.
Yeah.
Nate's
good.
But Nate gets mean.
Yeah, that's why it's fun.
It's fun. It's fun, yeah.
What about DeRosa? Is DeRosa a bad drunk or a
DeRosa
good drunk?
Just keeps taking his glasses on and off.
But he's too busy. He's too worried about pussy.
Pontificating.
Yeah, yeah.
Or as he calls it, stink.
Yeah. When you get drunk with DeRosa, you like reevaluate your life. Like,
I was hanging
2
out
in the morning. You're like, I can't hang out with this dude anymore. He's like looking at girls like, what do you think her pussy looks like?
I was hanging out with DeRosa last night, and he's like, I got to get some new stink. Yeah. And I was like, what, did you run the O'Farrell Theater in the 60s? Did you run a sex club?
He called me up yesterday. He goes, dude, I'm going to die. This neighborhood's going to kill me. I'm like, why? Dude, there's a place around the corner. Every shot, you get a free slice of pizza. It's like, what the fuck?
Only Joe could find a neighborhood like that.
Yeah.
Which neighborhood?
20th. He lives on 23rd. And
it's Gramercy.
Don't say it. Called.
What? They're not going to know his apartment, Kelly. This is New York.
Well,
this isn't the suburbs where he lives on Elm Street.
And he's not Elvis either. Who the fuck? Who the fuck's going to show up?
Who's banging down that soft body door? I want to see what it looks like, a man with no bones.
What did,
remember? Facebook him and ask him his address.
Who, sure we did that shirtless thing at Nate's house last
week. Dude,
who,
that was.
Who called? Yeah. He said his body looks like a Christmas tree.
Graham K called. Joe took off his shirt. The Canadian friend of ours, Graham K, goes, his body looks like a Christmas tree.
It's shaped like a triangle.
Joe sends me photos of it makes me laugh. He just sends me random photos of him naked in weird positions. I don't know. Listen to me. I don't know why, but he does it, and I don't. And it makes me so happy.
Oh, Jesus oh my God!
He looks like someone half shaved a Shar Pei and put it on his chest.
He looks like rolling hair hills. You know? Do you ever see Wine Country?
Yeah. The Sonoma body.
Yeah, like. So, anyways, yeah, it's weird that you do these clubs, and I mean, let me. I want to go back to this though. People do, like, I don't know how many fans you have, or you know, you guys have, but like, you know, I've done
zero.
Stuff.
I have zero.
we know.
I have five bartenders that like me.
I did Tourgasm, okay?
Yeah.
And I've done a tour with Dane, and there was over 1 million people. And I should have at least, out of a million people that saw me on those shows, and I fucking deny. I didn't have one bad show, and I'm not sucking my own cock.
You know.
I just didn't have one bad show.
But they
okay?
didn't show any of that. I remember watching it. It was all like behind the scenes.
No, not even that. Yeah. The big tour we went on, I'm
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah,
we did
yeah, but the HBO show that it made, right?
Yeah.
They didn't show any clips of this.
I'm so glad they didn't show my stand-up. Because I looking back on that now, it was just I know yeah. that was a decision somebody very smart made, and it was just fucking, nah, let's just cut the fucking bald fat guy out. Let's just show him yelling. Because my stand-up was good at a club, live, I could do it, but on TV, certain comedy doesn't fly. Gary Gulman on TV is fucking amazing. Setup, punch, tag on television works. It's just beautifully.
Yeah.
Storytelling or fucking my type of shit. If it's not really good and it's not, you know, it doesn't have the setup and punch and tag hidden in there somewhere and it's just fucking bleh. You know what I mean? I mean, to be honest, I'm better now than I was then. Yeah. But
my favorite thing ever is Bobby. You never brag about your stand up, but you said one of my favorite lines ever when you were talking about a Leary show that you and Joe did.
Yeah.
And then DeRosa goes, yeah, fucking Bobby murdered. And Bobby, without even missing a beat, goes, I'm a fucking hammer. The way he said it, I was like, that was so cool, even just the way he said it.
I can go up.
I'm a fucking hammer.
I'll go up. I've been up after everybody. I've gone up weird, fucked up, after Patrice on an O&A show. I've gone up after Norton on his own show. I've gone up after Burr. I can go up and do it, but, you know, it's weird that, like, I did these shows. I did 80 shows with Dane. He fucking filled these places up, 10 to 20,000 people a show. And I should have at least 100,000 people on Twitter. You would think, but they don't stick. If they're not your fans, they just don't stick to
you. Well, it's like an opening band. I've gone and seen concerts, and you see an opening band, you're like, I like these guys, and then you never follow up.
And you know what? When that happened and that shut up, and that was kind of right before the social media thing kind of took off. That was
I'm talking about after.
Right.
I just did a tour with them 2 years ago, an arena tour of all the major arenas in the country and Canada. Jesus. So we did no joke, 10,000 to 20,000 people a night.
God. What's
for 80 shows? We fly in on a fucking G4.
Jesus.
Okay, just three.
Couldn't get a G6.
They didn't make them.
Like a G6.
They did. It was 18 person private jet. There was four people on it.
Is the G spot a real thing?
No, that's not.
Great.
No, but there is a lump inside of the woman's vagina.
Oh, she's sick. That girl is sick.
That girl might want to get that checked out.
She should.
That could be cervical
jog
cancer.
Or get insurance or something.
I finger vigorously like it is there though.
Dude, one of the first times Giannis and I ever got drunk,
I think
was at Cabin, and Giannis was so wasted he tried showing me his fingering technique.
Oh my Jackhammer. God!
But what he did is he wrapped his arm around my neck because he was so drunk, and he's like, "His fucking finger like this, his fucking finger," and I'm like, hey, "Are you gonna try to finger my mouth?
That's one of your bits. Did you put him in a headlock to do your bit for him?
No, nah, he literally was just like, "I finger fuck like this," and I was just like,
that
"Oh my god,
awful."
A lot of girls complain. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that hurts. Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to shake change out of their pocket.
Okay. All right, listen.
It's like aliens poking at my body.
I found the G-spot.
I guarantee you, like a
look, we just pulled it up on the net. It
you look like you would enjoy a vigorous thing. Doesn't she look like she would... This just got really creepy because everyone stopped talking.
All right, listen to me.
You look like you like a nice...
Shut your face. Listen, I found the... There is a G-spot, and it's a... It's, whoa, shit. It's in the pussy.
Well, oh, I hope so.
Shit. All right, that's all I needed to know.
Only...
I'll go back to work.
It's my bad.
But the thing is, only Asian girls have it.
You're absolutely right.
Asian girls.
And if you, and it turns into a giant turtle. It will fly away.
What?
I don't know.
What kind of acid trip are you on?
I don't know. I was just thinking of Creature Double Feature.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
It's an education
Yeah, it's
episode.
Inside the puss whack. If you go in the urethra.
Urethra?
And then you go, it's kind of near the bladder, which is weird.
That's why girls sometimes feel like they want to piss themselves when they're coming really hard.
It's near the S-K-E-N-E-S glands. Skeens glands.
Skittles.
No, not skin. And the erectile tissue.
Mm.
So you got to kind of go in
they
with your fingers.
In and up.
Yeah, in and yeah. up, and shake then it. Fucking shake it.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it.
Kelly, have you ever had anybody touch your G-spot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Was it that fat, dumpy dick you had inside you from that dude, the picture we saw?
You?
Oh, here's a fucking dick? Great yeah. photo.
Nah, I didn't see him again.
I found a great photo of the fucking the G-spot. Look at that. That's good. It's got the fingers in it. It's actually got the fingers.
Can you spin that around?
Yeah, I'll spin it around. Look at that.
Right.
So you go in. Oh, wow, you got to reach
like
in and hook.
Looks like he's clutching a roach.
Yeah.
Looks like he's about to take a last hit.
So you got to have your thumb.
It's like an inhaler.
Yeah.
You got to have your thumb outside on the bush fat, okay? And then you stick your index finger in, your ring finger, and your middle finger in, and you hook them.
And you push them together.
And you and you push them together, and then you fucking
you
rub.
Yeah, it
pops Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So is it true, like, if you, like, because I have done that to some girls where I've given them the old jackhammer, and it's Flood City, man.
Yeah.
Flood City? What are you,
New Orleans?
What are you?
Yeah, your hand is like a levee holding back a vagina.
Dude, I would love, how did last night go? Flood City. Lobster claws. Flood City.
Flood fingers poppers.
Oh, he fucking comes out of the bedroom like a lobster.
Flood City.
Uh-oh, baby, here comes Flood City.
Gates
I don't know if I'm into Flood City.
Why?
You gotta sleep in Flood City.
Now, would you? Did you ever make a girl have an orgasm like a what do they call that?
Popped water balloon.
They spray.
Squirt.
Yeah, squirt. You ever make a chick squirt?
Squirter, no.
Never.
I've never been with a squirter either.
I think it's not just making them squirt. They have to be a squirter.
No, that's not true. I made my chick squirt once.
So she's
and
a
if
squirter.
I actually hate it. I'll tell you a real quick story. When I was drinking and drugging when I was real young and I was a fucking punk, we used to fuck this chick named Carrie. She was like a 35-year-old.
Like, you know this story's going to be good when it starts with we used to fuck. A whole bunch of guys. Let's just call them we. Bunch them in together. I don't got time to go through everybody's names.
There was around 10 of us. She was half retarded. She wasn't retarded. She wasn't retarded. She was mental.
I've heard this story before.
She was like 35.
So she didn't have fat tongue?
She was actually kind of hot. She had blonde, short hair.
Bobby?
You blamed her the voice.
Bobby, are you going to finger fuck me?
No.
I'm ready to go to Flood City.
She was out of her mind crazy. She wasn't retarded. That was
Flood City, USA.
I'm ready to go to Flood City, USA.
That was another retard. This chick was just mental.
Oh, this wasn't
She was out of her mind. Like, she'd come up to you on the bus. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? What are you doing? You know, just fucking yap. One of those fucking. But she was, everybody points to Kelly. No, not that mental. The other mental.
Certifiable. Was the one that you accidentally locked in your basement.
No, that was retarded.
That was a rental.
The retarded girl.
Retarded
he left
girl.
She wasn't retarded. I mean,
you just forgot about her in the basement.
She was retarded for following me home.
You're from Boston, right?
Was mental. She was a little stupid too. She was stupid. Yeah.
You're from Boston.
Yeah.
So this has happened in Boston?
Yeah, this happened, but not in Brooklyn. Don't worry. No. We don't fucking do that in Brooklyn.
Hey, first
we make chicks fucking, you know.
When I give them the lobster
claws, I flood them.
I give them a math test first. Yeah.
No, what's two plus two? You can come to Flood City.
Flood City's right in this room.
Hey, guess what? Just got you a fucking express pass.
Honey,
Flood City.
Look at the Yankee sign right there. Hey. Follow that. Open that door.
Hey.
Yeah. Lie down right under the Jeter poster. Hey. Flood City's about
Don't
to happen.
Don't worry. I might as well put a seven on my back. Call me DiMaggio. I'm Mickey Mantle. I'm the fucking kid.
If I feel Joe's like, I just don't like Flood City.
I want to hear the story. I'm
okay, the story. So anyways.
And I'm mad that he thought DiMaggio was
I fucked up, but
I changed it to Mantle.
That's Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, Mantle.
I'm a Red Sox fan. I fucking know that.
I know, but I changed it. I fucked up. I was trying
fucking
to riff.
Denver cocksuckers don't know anything.
That's beautiful. Just want to let you guys know. The fires are not breaching the plants.
Jesus, Dan's on fire today.
Did that make me happy?
Huh?
Did that make me happy when
well,
I found,
you
out,
found out my home state is up in
just,
flames?
Yeah, that, you know, did that? God.
Oh,
listen,
God.
next is Buffalo.
The Buffalo,
so we,
the
we
Buffalo
to,
shall survive. For there.
We used to, all fuck this broad.
Yeah.
Like we'd fuck her. But I was 13. We just get shit fest.
Wait, what?
Fucking at
13? You were 13, she was 35.
Yeah, fuck it. I remember we were on a bus the first time we met her.
That's why I brought it up. Boston.
How fucking old are you? Getting this fucking.
I pictured like a Newport shirt.
I imagine
like
a
old Irish girl, woman all wrinkled up with a Newport shirt on. Dirty
she was actually
wearing an airport t-shirt.
Yeah. Old white Reebok sneakers.
She was actually hot.
Yeah.
She was fucking. She looked like Annie Lennox with big tits.
Okay.
Like really great tits. She had a great body. Really good body. But she was just a little fucking dumb. Like a little like crazy.
She liked to rape 13-year-olds.
No, but she.
I don't know. She's fucking kids.
I think we don't need any more description of her as far as retarded and fucks 13-year-olds.
She's not retarded.
I got it right in my
okay.
head.
Okay. So she's kind of hot. We get on the bus. And I remember I didn't know what fucking. I knew how to fuck. I wasn't a fuck master. I wasn't a flood master. I didn't know how to take chicks to Flood City.
I wasn't the captain.
City USA.
I wasn't a captain of the high seas yet.
So I bring her in. We're on this bus, abandoned bus, and they're fucking her.
Abandoned bus?
Yeah.
I thought it was a what moving one.
Again, I just want to say Boston.
What kind of... Wait, I just love the fact that the bullet points so far of this story are 35 fucking 13.
Yeah.
Half retarded.
No, she's not retarded. She's crazy.
Mental. Great mental.
Mental.
Yeah. Abandoned bus.
Yes. I thought it was a moving bus. At least it was an adult.
Yeah, we're on a moving
driving.
Bus and we're all fucking.
You know, like secretly.
What
in
is
the
this
back.
Fucking RoboCop?
You know, like.
So, anyways, we they fuck her. They're all the older kids. They're like 15, 18. I'm 13. I'm the youngest motherfucker. So I get my last shot.
Oh,
how many guys are we talking?
We're talking five.
So they all had deep voices, and you walked up. Can I go, guys? I'm last.
It's time to change.
Is it my go? You got secondhand pussy?
I had fifth hand pussy. I didn't know there was fifth hand pussy. I didn't even know what pussy. I knew what pussy was, but I just started fucking it, and she. I couldn't fucking eat for months after this. Her pussy just dumped, just discharged.
What?
You know what discharge is?
Yeah, what did she discharge?
Just.
Goo. Everyone else has come.
Bleh.
Were you guys banging her with rubbers?
No, I was 13.
Everyone else has come
it was
out.
Before AIDS. Ugh. You bang a chick and just get herpes, you're fine. Dude, it came out all over my pubes and my dick, and I started throwing up. They were laughing at me.
You had pubes at 13?
A few, not much, but a few. Not a lot, but a few. Not as much as my friends did.
So was she just like laying there with a cigarette?
Standing up,
like,
standing up, standing up.
Neck.
No, she's fucking.
Come and get some.
She's lying there with.
Sessions.
She was mental. Yeah. Listen to me. She was mental. Yeah. She was a little fucking mental. So she was just standing up, like with a panic look on her face. Just kind of like as dudes were fucking her. And then every once in a while she'd be like, yeah. Which made you feel okay. And then, yeah, it was a weird situation, dude. I saw her on a train years later. I saw her with somebody on a train, and I was panicking that she would. I was panicking. She'd be like, "Bobby, is that you?" Like, cause she saw me on a bus once with my mom. Cause I was 13, and she was like, "Hey, what are you doing? What's going on?" And I was like, "Fucking, I don't know you."
It's my teacher. That's my teacher, mom.
Yeah.
Who's this
she
nice
seems
lady?
Seems a little retarded.
You were 13, so you couldn't come yet. Would you? How did you
I came?
Oh, you
I came
at 13.
Fuck yeah, I came.
I like how defensive. Well,
you couldn't come at 13.
When did you start jerking off?
Really?
I started jerking off like 8, but I didn't. I don't think I went through puberty until like 15.
Came
right?
when you jerked off.
No, I just did air bursts.
Yeah, no, you.
I
had,
came.
You
no,
had,
I
like was, hair on your dick at 13.
I had some hair on my dick. Yeah, I didn't have a lot, but I had a hair on my dick, and I could come. I could
Why
bang broads. Yeah, I banged a lot of broads at 13.
Banging broads makes you sound like you were from fucking.
Dude, I used to
baby
kid.
Boomer generation.
I was fucking getting my dick sucked at 10.
Boning a couple of dames, what? See?
Yeah, I got my dick. I got my first dick touched by a chicken. I was pretty much molested in a rhubarb bush, but yeah,
rhubarb.
I told you that the blouse. Yeah. She fucking grabbed my cock and played with it. But, but yeah,
back
she.
To Boston.
Yeah, I fucking. Well, I got a lot of pussy at 13.
What?
I got a lot of pussy at 13.
I had my first tongue kiss at 13.
The rules don't apply in Boston.
Yeah, because you're from Denver.
I'm from Boston. I didn't get pussy till I was 19.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, but you made up for lost time. You caught the herp.
How the fuck?
And then
something. I caught up.
I've had over 6 sexual partners.
Ooh.
Is that really true? That's it?
More than
over
that.
6. I mean,
that's bad the decisions he makes are. He's only had 6 and he got the herp.
Well, I said over 6. I'm
that's like
a
playing
joke.
That ball game on the street and getting the ball every time.
Yeah, I don't know what ball game. What Brooklyn fucking
yeah.
ball.
You know, when you're out late and the fucking street lamps are coming on? Your fucking mom's pissed.
You know the guy comes
in Brooklyn.
Like, fine, you gotta find the ball. He puts the ball in the cup.
Yeah, Boston.
We didn't grow up in
Boston. We have
New York
parks.
In the 80s.
We didn't have to play off a curb. Everything was on a curb, on a two-lane.
Yeah, we didn't grow up in a war zone in the 80s.
Yeah, dude, this is what we do. We take the fucking ball, throw it off Mrs. Malley's steps.
Stoop ball. That's what we do. Play stoop ball.
You guys want to play some stoop ball? Yeah.
If it hits the car, it's a home run.
Dude, this is what we do. We run in between cars with a ball, okay? It's called in-between car ball game. yeah, dude, I don't even know how we got on that. Oh, making a chick come. So here's the deal.
Oh.
Kelly, so you squirt. So you can make a chick squirt.
Yeah.
I've made my chick squirt
Any
once.
Squirt, though? Because some girls squirt fucking all the time.
There's a difference. It's like a little one. And
yeah,
then
there
there's
are
one
squirters.
Where it's fucking,
yeah, it comes out.
Do you make that face when you do that?
She's like, don't tell you this fucking.
When was the last, Kelly?
Very expressive.
Kelly, when was the last time you squirted?
I don't know, maybe a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Did the guy throw up? Did he go?
No.
Oh.
It's great.
In America? Did that happen in America or
yeah.
back home?
Yeah,
all right.
What the fuck was that?
I just want to know that our boys are doing it.
Doesn't happen to
me. Our guys are flooding.
Our boys are in the game.
We only flood our chicks. We flood the fucking bitches that come to this country.
Flood city!
Flood city.
It's scary, though. It's scary because the first time it happened.
When you go over the 59th Street Bridge, there's actually a sign that says Flood City.
He now entering Flood City.
I'm going to put a sign over my bedroom door. Now we're through Flood City.
We're actually going to have a wood cover make it for you.
Just a picture of me with the claws.
So you had a guy, he actually, he fucking made you squirt. Like a big one or a little one?
It's not as big as it's been before, but it was big
What's
enough.
The biggest?
The biggest one was by myself.
What?
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Did you laugh when it happened? Did you start giggling?
It was the first time it ever happened.
Where are the paper towels?
Like
oh my God.
How much are we talking? A cup? A gallon?
I shit myself because I thought
measure.
I'd piss myself.
Out a
wait a minute.
Cup.
Wait
approximately.
You shit?
No,
did you shit?
I said I, like, I... When I say I shit myself, I mean I got scared.
Oh, well, be you okay. can't. Yeah, choose your words better.
Okay.
When you shit yourself, that's a great. That's so much better of a story that you came and it shot out of you, and then you just immediately shit.
Just all my orifices just let go. It's like bang. No, I.
What were you thinking about that made you?
I don't know. I was watching porn.
I was watching Mad Max.
What are you? What were you watching?
I realized.
I realized that he's
toy vibrator dildo.
The first 5 minutes of Mad Max.
Oh, wow. The guy in the hockey mask. He's got a great body.
What were you watching? I want to talk to you. Really, look at me. What were you watching on the porn to make you come?
I can't remember.
What makes you go?
I can't remember.
Fuck off. What makes you go?
No, there's a big
what
mixture.
What makes you blow your nut?
It's a mixture. Like,
tell what? Make right now, ask me.
Okay.
Shemale.
Sometimes.
Done. I'm done.
Pressure.
It's different.
Shemale jerking off by herself.
No,
done.
Sometimes it's girl on girl.
Guy blowing shemale. I'm done.
Shut up. Sometimes it's girl on girl. It's passion. Sometimes it's passion.
Bobby. Bobby responds to passion.
You know what I know what I'm getting into
I
now?
Do.
I'm getting into fucking. You ever see when they make out? Like when they're fucking. But a lot of times the pornos, they don't make out. They just suck, fuck,
you love making
cum.
Out. You've always
I like.
That.
I'm. It seems like me. We have similar tastes.
Yeah.
I
like, right you now. Like a little make out?
I like. I like them to know that they're into it. I want
yeah.
into it. Believable.
That's
believable.
It, dude. It's yeah. it's it, when you see people kissing, you can tell. Like, oh my God, they're really
they're into it.
But not like that porn that's kiss why. Where the guy's grabbing a girl's jaw and being like,
that's actually that's actually the same as the two gay guys kissing. They do that too. Where they just grab each other.
I mean, that's why I jerk off to Top Gun still. The shadowy kiss. Very passionate.
Dung, 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 dung. Dung, dung. List just starts getting fucking tight in his jeans.
I just keep hitting dung, and repeat. That and backdraft on top dung, of the fire dung, truck. Dung,
dung, dung. Let me ask you this, Bobby. When it comes to tranny porn, girls got to be hard, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking jerk off to an uncircumcised, mushy little fucking...
It's like because in your imagination, it's like a horniness antenna. That's what it is. It's like a
tranny
horniness
porn?
Antenna. So you know she's into it. That's what I think psychologically, that's why it gets us.
Actually,
you know she's turned on.
Can I tell you, I like that view, but here's my view too. I'm half a fag, and I want to suck a big dick. Because <All right. laughs> I was molested as a boy, and I didn't have a father. Okay. That's just my... There's another way of looking at it.
Listen, I just like look to each other. Like, you know, listen, like,
it's
me,
a
like,
dick
you
antenna.
Know.
This is what happens.
We used to play a game back in Brooklyn called Is the Dick Odd or Not? You grab your buddy's jeans. If he's odd, he gets to play stoopball.
Yeah, it's
a reward. I like that.
Here's the thing.
Get your dick on. You can play stoopball.
You're in. Joe, what's wrong with you?
I can't tell who's serious about the tranny set.
Why? I like tranny porn. I do.
Yeah.
Really?
I like tranny, yes.
Hey,
wow.
Joe.
I like tranny porn.
I'll always be here on your side.
I like tranny porn. I like sensual porn.
I'm with you with the sensual porn.
I like all porn. I like, but if I sense that the two parties are not into it,
Giannis, would you call yourself a porn sommelier?
I would call myself
aficionado.
I'm trying to not watch porn because
I
know it's there's something very unnatural.
Here's the deal:
you're not supposed to be looking at a screen. No smells. No, you know.
No
pressure. It's not natural.
I stopped watching porn too because it fucks. I'm trying to have a baby and I'm also trying to fucking love my wife. Really, you know what I mean? And you when you watch porn. If I don't watch porn for a couple weeks, I want to fuck my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think about my wife, and I also don't, you know, if we stop doing like showering together, like I talked about before, you kind of keep yourself from it. You want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It becomes, my sister used to work at a video store back in like the
and
80s.
She used to blow guys?
Yes. No, not at all.
Oh, sorry.
But she said that
I don't like that you didn't like that.
I mean, it was like, no, she didn't.
Yeah,
she's never done that.
You're not corporate when it comes to your system.
No, I'm kidding. I'll fucking murder you.
We are mad at you for not being cool with making jokes about your dead sister blowing guys.
Is your sister dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't know that.
Joe, you got him.
Oh, I was thinking, dude,
she
I thought I was
I
like,
guys,
are they cool?
I didn't know what that
was. Cool, right?
Did she?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Wow. I was like, he must know. I guess
no,
they,
I knew
they must
sorry,
be really good friends.
Did your sister die blowing a guy?
Yes. She choked. That's how she went out.
Oh, shit.
She had a stuffy nose.
I swear to God, I was thinking that. I was like, wow, these guys must be really good friends.
No, I didn't think he knew.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Okay with the fact that you are not okay with the fact that I'm talking about your dead sister
dude,
blowing.
I did not. Why do I not know that your sister's dead?
Because I don't wear a shirt. Like,
my sister's
had to be a great shirt.
My sister.
Write that down, Kelly. We want that. The new Monster Voice shirt.
We're gonna sell them on Riot Cast. Yeah. My sister's dead.
I didn't want to be the one to bear the bad news. I thought I'd let Joe take the hit.
Listen, I
a lot
did
of tragedy at this.
Why?
Jesus Christ!
We need
about
his dead sister molested from Boston. This is not going
a
good.
Fucking a homo in denial.
Homo in denial.
A guy that grew up in pre Giuliani New York.
By the way, I like that herpes is in there. He got fucking raped as a kid. His sister's dead. I have a disease that fucking, you know, is kind of fun.
And
really.
Kelly's asshole is blood.
Kind of fun. My dick gets itchy once every 8 weeks.
That's funny. That's not how you described it to me. You said you couldn't move.
I was with him on the train when it was an outbreak. Right.
Listen. I didn't.
Oh, dude,
why? I want to know, though. We've been friends for how long?
About a year or close
okay,
to a year.
Okay, and you've been on the show for how long? You've been my third in command and my second in command. I mean, literally my right-hand dude for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't hang out every night, but we talk and we see each other all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You've never told me or sat down with me and told me that your sister's dead.
Translation, say something real once in a while.
Thank you. Hey,
why
you know what?
Be jokes all the time? Can't I get to know you
thank
as a person?
You.
A lot of our jokes are just in between somewhere.
You know what the honest to God truth is? I don't ever talk. I've had friends that I've been friends with since college, and they don't even know.
Yeah, because you're not. You know what the fuck? It says something, dude. You are a surface guy. You keep everything light and happy because you don't want to fucking let people in.
He wants the pain over the pain.
That's so you can be corporate Dan and you can walk away and be famous and hurt me someday.
I'm not going to ever hurt you, Bobby.
Yeah? Well, it hurts that I don't fucking know
I
about your life.
I cried today talking about you in therapy. How do you like that?
Holy
now
shit.
You're telling me that?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Don't get really real.
You want to get real? Let's get real.
Let's get real. What'd you cry about?
I said you're the closest to an older brother I've ever had.
Oh, I love you, buddy.
I'm serious.
How'd fucking sis die?
Yeah. Car accident. She got killed in a car accident.
Jesus, man. I'm sorry.
I was 16. She was 28.
Wow.
Drove the kid to comedy.
Yeah. No, it drove me to fucking.
Did you have to use the word drive?
Heavy drinking and drug use.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Wrong pun.
He crashed into comedy. Oh, all right. I don't know if that's the right word for that.
Sorry about
you know, he really got rear-ended into comedy.
So, I mean, that's
getting kind of boring. Let's get back to porn.
Can we talk about chicks with dicks?
What's got really sad.
She got in her car accident. Was it her fault or somebody else's fault?
She was driving on the. She's my half sister, and she grew up in Los Angeles.
Oh, she's your half sister?
Yeah, she's like,
fuck this. Anyways, she males.
Oh. You can't love her fully.
How long you know her? 4 years?
Met her twice. You know, it's a. No, it.
Actually, my best friend, right? Actually, your best friend at that time.
What's that?
She was your best friend.
Yeah, her and I were real close.
Yeah, but he lived in Denver. You know, there was five people in his neighborhood.
Giannis is trying to hurt Bobby now.
I didn't grow up on the side of a mountain.
Giannis is just letting Bobby know that he knows the story.
I like how you're trying to diminish his pain. Like, no, seriously, I'm telling you, they weren't that close.
So, I'm sorry.
Still sad, are you?
I don't know.
She was your best friend?
We were real. Well, my dad died 2 years before.
What the fuck life are you living? Who are you?
I don't know.
Why are you not dead?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that's not happening. I'm having pain in my armpits, which could be glands.
What is that?
I don't know. My armpits hurt.
That's because you're fucking anxiety. Half monster.
No, I have the Gigantor disease.
Yeah. Wow.
My
you're going to get that fucking thing snipped in the back of your neck that's leaking out that brain fluid.
What?
I don't know. That's not how giant people. That's a dumb guy saying.
Giant people.
Yeah.
They got that. Hey, they fucking. They know what I'm fucking talking about. You're fucking huge. You're a freak.
So, anyways, just to let people know, real quick, I'm sorry, dude, about your sister.
But go to Amazon.com and click on the mask.
If you care, listen.
Just go,
sorry about that.
That was a real tough time in my life.
Go to
riotcast.com.
/Robert Kelly.
You can buy a ton of stuff on Amazon and get a nice discount.
Yeah, don't go to Riotcast and do it because that will give it to them. Go to my page.
You know what's funny is
Robert Kelly Live on Riotcast, and if you're going to buy anything, anything that we've talked about on Tech Talk, a Zoom H4N microphone, if you're doing your own podcast, a Yeti microphone, if you're going to do something, anything, sneakers, books, whatever, go to Amazon on Robert Kelly Riotcast page and buy from there.
I remember being 17 and being like, you know, maybe I should just take my life. And this is a good moment to remind you, Gamefly.com.
Helped you through those.
If you use YKWD, you can get some nice videos.
There's some realness in that,
You can get gift certificates to Amazon.com. They make a great gift. I got one from my living sister. for her birthday.
There you go. You know what?
We're all celebrating her birth. And
her kids, and it's good to see her have a family.
Yeah. My niece and nephew, too. My dad and I chipped in, and we all...
my dad and I. You know what's really great is Father's Day. Good Father's Day gift is...
He's such a piece of shit.
We took our normal size heads down to the home.
Not cool, bro.
Yeah, well,
that's not cool, bro.
Oh, man.
Well, he's got a perfect mouth for a straw, so.
That's as wide as my mouth goes. Did you know that? That's why I'm not into tranny sex.
Yeah, getting a blowjob from him would just be awful.
Yeah. Yeah,
if Joe was gay, it would just suck to be his boyfriend.
I kiss the end of it.
I don't know, though, because there's no suction coming out, so it would always be able to fully suck like a vacuum cleaner because the air can't come in.
Yeah, but you can't fit it in.
You would be able to fit it in. Come on, you're a trooper. You'd be able to shove it in.
Joe would just be a power bottom.
That's her fucking cock-sucking motto. You can always fit it in.
All right, give it to me. Or can get it in. Or can get it in. Give it to me. Or can get it in.
You don't try it hard enough. You don't try it.
Did someone have Kelly on rewind?
Give it to me.
So, Kelly.
Yeah,
mate.
So, moving off of Dan's dead sister.
Hey, let me know if you guys really want me to sad up the podcast.
That made me really sad.
Well, I mean, look, dude.
Sorry I'm a girl, but it did.
How old are you now?
29.
Get over it. No, I'm kidding.
Someone's dwelling on something. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
God, find another dad. Jesus.
Just like an older brother. Huh? So much love.
Fucking rub some dirt on it, pussy.
This podcast should get you to those 100,000 Twitter followers you're looking for.
I got exactly.
Nothing like good apathy.
People are just jumping off our ship.
I have exactly the amount of Twitter followers that I deserve. That's what I know. Back to my original point is that I'm around 50,000 people, and I'd say take around 10 of those away that they're really not fans of mine. I'm around a 40,000. I'm around a 40,000 people comic.
No, 50,000 minus 10 is not 40,000.
50,000 minus 10.
Oh, 10,000.
10, yeah, I didn't. I figured you'd put the 1,000. I didn't. Right. I'll put it in next time for you, Joe. Yeah,
I
know 10 would be
That's Boston math where the math teacher yells at you.
50,000 minus 10. That's not 40,000. Fuck you. You're supposed to put the 10,000 on.
It's not my fucking job to put the
fucking... You fucking suck, kid. You suck. Go get fucked on an abandoned bus.
Anywho. So I went to the this show. I went to the, we're kind of ahead on the shows. I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
Yeah.
Anyways,
this will be out in 2014.
I think I might put this one out sooner. I don't know. I might do something sooner. I don't know. But I went to UFC last week. First of all, we went to oh my god. We went to Amy Schumer's for 4th of July. She invites us all out there. And me, Joe, Keith, Kurt, Sherrod, a bunch of people show up. It's this cool little, nothing crazy. It's Long Island City. Cool little, almost like this two-story hotel thing, but it's, you know, condos and it's her mom's place. And it kind of little pool in the middle. And it's like a horseshoe complex right on the beach. We all show up. We're hanging out. Everybody's drinking and, you know, eating. And then it was one of the best days ever. All of us went in the fucking ocean together. We're all swimming. Keith was drunk, fighting waves, punching waves.
Hate your wave. You stink.
We're all topless. We're all just fat, disasters.
I saw someone tweet a picture. Anthony tweeted a picture. And I saw DeRosa with his shirt off. I'm like,
yeah,
glad I missed that part.
So we do this whole fucking day. It's one of the greatest, and that's why I love New York comics. I love the community. I love that we actually get together and hang out. We do comedy, but we go and we do fun shit too, and just fuck off, which I love. But later that night, it was me, Joe, Amy, Jamie, one of the waitresses here at the Cellar, Keith, and Norton. We're all hanging out, and Joe's like, "Can I use your phone?" He's asking me, "Can I use your phone? Can I use your phone?" I'm like, "No, you can't." Well, for what? And he's like, you know, I'm not just letting you use my phone, Joe. What are you fucking doing? And he grabs someone else's phone and I'm buying something on eBay. He was buying a pair of boots on eBay. Whatever, right? That's Joe.
Kid fills the void with a lot of stuff. Girls, boots. Right.
Yeah.
He's adopted. He's got a hole in his soul. He's got to fill it, to fill it.
I love you, Anastasia.
At least it wasn't full and then it went away.
Oh, that was me. He's talking about me.
I'm sorry. I'm taking that back because that hurt me after I said it. You know what? I love you, dude. I'm sorry, brother.
But I thought that was funny. I don't think you should ever apologize for funny.
I still want the shirt. Dad, it's a
spit it out.
That shirt would be just the shit.
Come on, swallow.
Anyways,
there he goes.
What? Is that a band? No, it's real. It's pain I went through.
All right, listen. So he's on the phone and he's got like 8 minutes. He's buying these shoes and he's explaining to everybody, you know, this is what you do. You wait for the last minute. I got my bid up there. Nobody's buying. You buy them late at night when the thing, and these shoes are fucking awesome. Oh my God. So we're all like this. I go in the house. Norton and Amy. Amy's fucking signing up on eBay in her mother's house. She's got 3 minutes. They're signing up. I go back outside. I find his fucking highest bid. He's like, I bid 60. They're 35, but I bid 60 because $15 for shipping here. That's enough. I'm going to win this. No problem.
Oh,
she goes on. I tell her, I go, his top bid 60 bucks. She goes, I'm doing 100. Right?
So fucking great.
We go back outside. He's on the phone. It's counting down. He's just staring at a phone for 10 minutes. Yeah. And then it gets down to like 2 minutes and he goes, fuck, because he saw that a bid went in. You don't see that he's like, someone else, but they're fucking dumb. They're bidding 2 minutes out. You got to wait for the last minute. That's how you do it. These idiots, right? We're like, oh God, I spit my drink out because I can't even.
This is great.
It fucking goes down all of a sudden, last second. Fuck. Oh, come on. Amy's right. What? You know, Amy's right. What? What's going on? Fucking someone did it, man. Someone bought them. Fucking Christ. She goes, well, that's weird. You got that, but I just got my confirmation email from me. And he goes, what? Did you buy the shoe? Why would you do that? That's so mean. We were on the fucking ground. And he's like, you going to give them to me? She's like, no. I'm going to throw them out.
That's good.
It was fucking brilliant. That dummy. Oh, I can't wait. We're all going to get a shot. I think she's going to give us all a weekend with the fucking shoes.
And take pictures.
And then we're going to shit in them and put them in front of his door.
I got a guy that can do that for you.
Hey.
I got a guy that can shit in some shoes for you. Jesus.
What, you've done it before, Jay?
Sharpshooter.
Why you? Shit in shoes.
I told that story on the podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a shoe shitter. Remember? Do you listen to this show?
She wasn't on that episode.
I don't think I was on that episode.
Why?
That was the first episode Joe was on.
Oh, before you were on. Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
It's all right.
Let's make up. You want to make up?
The good old days.
Oh, that'd be fucking great if Kelly stayed at my house, by the way.
Yeah.
Watch the dog?
Yep.
She stayed at the house. Me and Don were in Foxwoods. She stayed at the house.
I got to see how the other half live, and I had to go back to my old shitty apartment.
Did you stayed at my house once. How great is that bed?
It's unbelievable.
And that fucking shower and that bidet. And then I lived like a king, Bobby, and he took it away from me. Now I got to wipe my ass like a normal person.
I was too scared to use the bidet.
You didn't use the bidet?
I didn't use it.
What are you, Bouquet?
Hey, there he is. I've been waiting for him all episode.
It's great. And that shower.
Why are they not popular? Why are bidets not in America? Why did that not stick?
I'll tell you why.
It's like comics. It comes all the way full circle. Some comics don't stick that are great. How come that invention that's fucking great didn't stick?
How did you do that, by the way?
Very comedian attitude.
I think fucking Dan's out. I think we have a new side. No, that would never happen. Hey, I'm going to get a shirt that says my co-host is dead.
Oh, that's me too. I'm not dead yet.
Nah, I'm kidding.
What are you asking,
Dan? But it is, right? Bidet is a great thing.
I've never tried
one. Wash your ass. It's, you can really wash your pussy.
And you know what? You're right.
It's only like in France.
Well, I tell you what. No, it's not. You fucking ape.
And you can control the water pressure.
See that? See how much confidence he had going into that? He goes, and it's only in one region in France.
That's what I read in Brooklyn school systems.
And you want it? Someone told me that we play stoop ball.
Wash your ass and play stoop ball. That's what we do.
You know what?
Joey Cola said this to me. He's actually said to me, you know Joey Cola?
I don't know him personally, but I know who he is.
You know who he is. He's a fucking great comic. Great guy. One of the nicest guys in the business. I was middling for him in Cleveland, and I got the flu. I was literally on stage. I was shaking, sweating, and freezing, and you know, had a temperature. And I'd go back to this AIDS condo. I caught condo AIDS. You know, and you have to stay in these shit condos. These clubs don't want to put you in a hotel. So they have this crap condo with spiders the size of your fist, and they don't wash the sheets. And, you know, you got to fucking catch what Angel Salazar did on a pillow. Check it out. So I'm shivering and all that. And he tells me he's got to go with baby wipes. And I'm like, why are you getting baby wipes? He's like, because you don't use. He goes, your asshole is the only part of your body that you use dry paper to clean.
It's true.
Your armpits, everything else, your head, your dick, you clean with soap and water. Your asshole, you clean when shit comes out of it. He goes, it's spreading peanut butter. Yeah. He goes, if you take peanut butter, put it on your arm, and then wipe it off with dry toilet paper, there's still peanut butter on your fucking arm.
Yeah, that's true. Cleaning is a loose word. It doesn't, when it comes to that context. Yeah, you're not cleaning your ass.
But we're not supposed to be cleaning our ass like that. We're supposed to be that regular that we shouldn't have to wipe. Like, it should be a clean break.
But you don't
clean it
after you shit, you wipe it, and then you clean it in the shower.
The way we clean with toilet paper is like similar to the way women like take a little bit of their lipstick off. Just use a piece of paper, right? Fucking most of the lipstick stays on, just like most of the shit stays on your asshole.
And you're not supposed to sit in shit. You're supposed to actually squat and shit.
A bidet would come in perfect in this.
Well, if you go to Japan, a lot of the... What?
China.
No, I said
that's
Japan.
Place.
Yeah. Right. So
What the fuck was that?
It's in China, they squat over the toilet.
Or maybe they do that in both places.
maybe they do it in the Far East. All right, I get what you're saying. I said in Japan, and you went China.
China, correct.
She's just naming.
I think she's right, right?
I'm correcting you.
He has a story.
No, they do it in Japan.
Do it in Japan too.
Yeah, okay. No, I was actually I went to Japan, and then I would go on with the story. You went
Korea,
China.
I apologize.
It's all right, baby.
Both places that I've had to.
So they actually have holes in the ground. They don't have toilet seats. You can in the airport. They have two stalls with seats like America. American or English or whatever the fuck they call it, and then they have regular Japanese. It's just
Western culture.
It has a hole in the ground, and I didn't know how to do it because you know you have to squat and kind of stand on your tippy toes. And I actually just took all my clothes off in the stall because I didn't see
the thought of Bobby being like. just unbuttoning everything.
I took them all off and I squatted, and you have to shit. And that's the way we're supposed to shit. Norton has a little thing to put your feet on that lifts your knees up to your chest when you shit. Because that's the way you're supposed to shit, squatting.
If you ever went to a college and there's like all these international students there, you'd always find shoe prints on the toilet bowls, because all the international students, or the Japanese or Chinese or whatever, would have... That's because that's the only way they knew how to shit.
Oh, come on. So really? Dirty. You can't adapt? Shit, not.
Trust
shit,
me.
A toilet
have you ever
there.
Been to a toilet
I know,
at
but
a college?
I'm saying it to them.
They're the fucking dirtiest.
I've been to a ton
and
of
they don't flush either.
It's
and they
a
don't
better
flush
system.
Either.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. Like, if there's a toilet available, just use
they
the
don't
toilet.
Flush.
And
that is pretty fucking weird, though. Yeah, if you open a stall by accident, it's a little Asian girl or guy. What a bathroom. I am, little girl.
I grew up in Boston, Canada. There's a callback to the 30 seconds. Jesus Christ.
All right, listen to me.
I'm so glad you took the heat off me there, Joe.
All right, we're going to take a little break today.
On that one?
Yeah, that's the way we do it. We think we're going to wait until a good one happens.
And he's going to fly out to right field. We'll be right back.
That wasn't even me. That was on you guys. I'm doing a great joke about her dog shit comment.
Hi to me, Joe.
Oh, you're going the cute route. You're not going to yell at him. You know, great. Do you know how fucking awesome my life would be if Kelly was just a dirty pig? If she stayed at my house.
Have we got a surprise for you, Bobby?
Show them what you did.
Just stuff it in.
But you told me I wasn't allowed to have boys over, so I didn't have boy over.
No, I'm saying it would be good if it would be for me.
Yeah.
Because I could fucking get blowjobs.
No.
If you're a dirty fucking whore.
Just fit it in.
But you're not.
You're a lady.
Yes. Yeah. Rebuttal?
No rebuttal.
What do you know?
I was like, you like your style. You're a dirty fucking whore. Wow, there's a little projected anger in that one. Somebody hurt you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about my fucking weekend at the UFC.
Yeah.
We'll finish up with some other horse shit. That's it. YKWD fans, do us a favor. We want you to support our unofficial sponsors. And when Kelly gives me that list, I will fucking announce them.
Oh, here it is.
All right. But first, I want you to support our official sponsors. If you guys, thanks, Kel. If you guys, please, you guys want to support the show and help yourselves out. Because if you buy shit at all, buy it off Amazon. And if you're going to buy it off Amazon, fucking help us out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to donate to the show. You just go. Every time you're going to need something off the internet. I know.
Okay.
I know. No, I'm not.
What's going on? You have one of those spasms again?
No, I got fucking 8 nuts. Anyways, can you stop looking at me like that, dude?
You want some Vegemite?
I love that you just watch me stammer and fall.
I could jump in at any moment.
I know, and just totally with that fucking radio voice.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the YKWD podcast. If you go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, you can order off the Amazon.com button. When you do, you'll 20% of...
Not 20%.
I don't know.
Actually, you go to Joey, exactly what he just said, and then he failed at the end.
Flat tire.
Just do the wolf bit. That's the best bit.
You're listening to Bobby and the Monster, 99.1 WQLF, the wolf.
All right, so go to riotcast.com /Robert Kelly. Is it /
No.
/ you fucking twat. /Robert Kelly and buy Amazon shit from our page. Just hit the Amazon button right there, make your purchases, and we will actually get $30,000 for every purchase that you make. I'm kidding. That's not true. True. I was going to say true. The truth. That wouldn't have worked. Anyways, can you help me? Can you stop drinking water and fucking help me with this?
I'm just trying to rest my voice.
Trying to bang this, bro. You want to help me out?
Yeah.
All right. And you can also...
I'm on a bus and I got nothing.
All right. You can also go support Gamefly.com. Gamefly is just like Netflix for video games. If you're a video game junkie like me and Monster Voice and Joe List...
I've never played a video game in my life.
You know what's great about Joe List as a friend, though? He loves watching people play video games.
Well, it's with weed. If I get stoned, we watch.
Like, yeah. I'll get him. I'll get him stoned.
Because they play football, and it's like watching a football game. It's exciting.
You really are a fucking nuts. You know that, right?
I like that, too. My ex-boyfriend used to always play hours. Fun. It's therapeutic just to sit
talking
there
to the mic, you fucking twizzle.
Right,
there you go.
There you go. Anyway.
So, yeah. So, go to...
Gamefly.com.
And?
Also go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Click on the Amazon button.
Dude, what are you going to Amazon for? We're at Gamefly.
Well, I
haven't even finished the Gamefly.
I thought you were doing about sponsors.
No, we got to finish the Gamefly. If you want to, you got to go to Gamefly.
Your guys' sponsors must love this.
Who's responsible for this?
Right.
Joe's on
nice clean plugs.
No fire.
Joe is lukewarm.
No fire.
Take over the show for a second, Monster.
Hey, welcome back to the YKWD.
Giannis, watch this.
See these
ones. We are here
hit
with
cut.
Joe and Kelly and Giannis. Sponsors include Laugh Button.
Come back, Bobby. Soda always fails.
Go Runner.
That's a great song.
Cringe Humor and Laugh Spin. And they sponsor unofficial sponsors. We are back. What a hot show. This is a hot show. Hide your wife and children. Women and children.
Women and children.
And really locking up here. Don't lock up, Dan. Don't. Everyone's listening.
You're doing a good
everyone's,
job.
Bobby, please help
You're
me.
You're doing a good job, Dan. Keep going, Dan.
Keep going,
You're
Dan.
You're doing a real good job, boy. Come on, keep going. Good for you.
So we were talking about transsexuals earlier. There are people... Just like up, I'm getting real dizzy.
All right, I'm back. Okay, here we go. Go to Gamefly.com. Try the new Max Payne 3, Ghost Recon, and new Special Ops games for as long as you want for a fraction of the cost. Okay, Gamefly.com has over 8,000 games for PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, and PC. Only Riotcast listeners get free 15-day two-disc day offer, okay? For $22.95. It's a $22.95 value. Free. That's free. 15 days. Give it a try. If you guys like video games, it's a great way to fucking check out games so you don't have to go spend the $60 to $80 on these games and then have to return them and get fucking 5 cents on the dollar. Does that even make sense?
I tuned up.
I tried to. Just like our listeners, fuck, I suck at this. Right. Anyways, just go to Gamefly, and here's how you help us out by helping our sponsors out, and that helps you out because the more you help us out by helping our sponsors, the more shows we can do, and the more stuff we can get, and the maybe someday we even get famous people on here like the other podcasts that are in the top fucking 20 that have seen, we can't fucking break because you guys don't subscribe and fucking leave a review.
Yeah, leave a review.
We get fucking okay, so go to gamefly.com/YKWD for this special offer. For our listeners only, you're getting a 15-day two-disc trial. For nada, Stugatz, fucking lemons.
Nothing.
If you're from Brooklyn, you're not going to play this because you hit the curb.
Hey, what's too fucking hot to play stupor? You go inside, you got video games.
Hey, you go in, you fucking suck a shemale off like a man under a Gita poster.
Yeah.
26, how many series we got, huh? 28, right?
28.
We got 28 cock fucking. La, 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 la. Every time we win a World Series, I suck a dick.
That's what I do. I thank the baseball gods by fucking sucking a dick.
All right, and make sure you...
fuck, boss.
Where's the...
I'll tell you how you know Boston's a shitty city. Every movie about Boston is about somebody trying to get out of Boston.
I'm going to get out of this town.
Where's the fucking notepad?
She fucking put it on.
Oh, you fucking
where's
mother
the strong
fucker
box, you fuck?
Oh, Kelly, man. Let me tell you something. Kelly does good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
And then she's a moron. Mm. No, I'm joking. Somebody actually sent me a letter, a listener of the podcast, a female
a
listener.
Letter?
A letter.
Handwritten letter?
A scarlet letter?
To dearest Bobby.
Dearest Bobby.
I have been listening for quite some time.
On a quill.
She said, hang on 1 second. Go fuck yourself on that comment, by the way.
Yeah, you left it alone. I was like, all
I
right.
Did, really.
Slipped it in.
What
fucking repercussions.
Fucking dirty New Yorkers. You all have gray faces and beards. Listen.
What did the chick say?
Boston,
she said,
Irish
faces
and construction boots. Fuck them all.
New York people. I actually love New York.
Yeah.
And I love Boston.
Yeah, because nobody goes to Boston to make it. They come here.
You, out of your mind.
City.
First of all, Boston has.
There's a lot of good comics.
Fucking suck a dick.
Here.
Don't
you
talk over
here.
Me. No, they don't. We don't. No. There's plenty of them there. We go there. Boston has on by far the best comics and the most comics, produce the most successful motherfuckers.
The best comics in this room.
You're shitty.
I can't argue.
You're shitty town. What do you got? Seinfeld. Well, it's a song. Shut the fuck up with your garbage that you consider comedy, okay?
Guys.
That I can't argue.
What about Denver?
But comedy always Roseanne? Flourishes in the biggest shitholes. So that's why the best comics come from Boston, because they got to get the fuck out of Boston. Just like a
And then they got to come to this shit town to smell dog shit and do 15-minute sets to get a manager. And then we got to go to that fucking cuntville, Hollywood, to make it. And
we all agree.
And then we all move to Denver when we have nothing left.
When you want to buy a luxurious house. Right,
listen, we got to thank our fucking sponsors, unofficial sponsors of this show. These are people who help us out. They give us nothing. We give them nothing. We just help each other out. And they really support the show. Laugh Button, Cringe Humor, Laugh Spin. Make sure you go to those websites. Help them out. So Cringe Humor. We had Patrick on the other week. He was fucking great. They're opening up a new comedy club called The
Stand. NYC.
Cringe Humor, as I like to call them, the alt police.
You got a beard?
You're out.
You got a flannel on?
You're out.
You have
another hack.
Yeah. You have more than two tags on a joke. Goodbye.
Thundercats reference.
Right, that's mine. Yeah. Hey, you're stepping all over my shit.
And go to.
I think
we're gonna and go runner.com, I guess. I think that we've been supporting them for a while. Yeah. And Yowzer Fitness.
Yowza.
I tell you what, that fucking treadmill I got, and I know I say fucking when I'm fucking being disingenuous. Mm-hmm. I say fuck a lot. No, I'm kidding. That treadmill I got, I came home Sunday night, it was the best. Folded it down, used it. You're right. Moving on. Listen, you know what? Everybody's just staring at you, laughing. But you go to yowzafitness.com. Here's your notebook. That now, take it. Now we're good. Don't ever take that from me until I'm done.
Okay.
So we got an email that said, "Kelly, leave Kelly alone."
Huh. Really?
Yeah. It said basically, I know you guys are just joking, and but you can hear it in her voice that it really hurts her feelings.
Well, here's the thing that I have to say to that.
My sister's dead.
Yeah. No. So deal with that. Bring her back and then I'll leave Kelly alone.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
That's good.
What the? Too far, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Too far.
Okay. Do you guys usually just ride her all every episode?
No,
No.
Here's the thing about Kelly. Kelly's a sweetheart.
Yep.
She's really easy to bust balls on.
May I?
Yeah. Joe, take this away.
No, I would rather Dan. No, Joe.
Let's talk about...
Joe, you go ahead. Explain to this lady.
We bust your balls around the way we talked about how I have a small mouth, look like a bird, retarded, was born prematurely, have herpes, and how his dad and sister are dead.
Yep. Yeah.
Like that, but not nearly as bad.
Right. No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, and I understand that she's like, hey, girl power, don't make fun of her. Fuck that. She's on the podcast. It's open game on anyone here.
Here's what it is that when I say it to you, you laugh. You laugh. We all laugh.
And then go home and cry.
What she's saying is that I get it, but Kelly, when you say it to her, you can hear her in her voice that she's like, oh, you know. But I think that's what Kelly does.
Yeah.
It's not.
Do you really get upset?
No.
Oh, shit.
But you have a girl's voice.
Fuck. You know what?
Voice.
I should just unplug her mic now and fuck.
No, shut up. Listen, I don't get upset. I don't get upset. But it's like, I don't know, sometimes.
You look like you're about to cry, like kind of to me. Yeah.
No.
There's been a few points I thought you were.
That's just that fucking Australian face.
These guys are pretty mean. I can hear it.
Shut up.
Oh, you fucking.
Fucking
causing trouble.
Shitville.
You turncoat.
Most of the time, it's pretty good.
It was all fucking laughs and everything. We were talking about Flood City. The second we get emotional,
I don't like that his knee has the same facial hair as his face.
Most of the time, it's fine and it's funny, right, and I get a joke and it's fine. Like, I've had Lewis. Like,
oh, shut up.
Bitch.
You suck. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
get
God.
To
well,
it.
You know,
shut up.
Lewis called you a bitch?
Yeah, he's called me a cunt. Like,
Joe, but that's fucking bullshit. This is
that's
what
out
you
of
do.
Context. That's out of context.
You were the one that goes, why are you apologizing to me? No, you went, why are you apologizing to me? I come from a place where everyone says,
hey,
it didn't bother me.
Say,
and then you go like this.
Don't talk
you
over
call
him.
Me a cunt.
And then Go ahead.
Good point.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly.
Off mic, she's like this. That didn't bother me. That's hilarious. I thought it was funny. We call each other cunts all the time in Australia. But then back on air, she goes, he called me a cunt once.
But Joe, you didn't let me finish what I wanted to say.
Yeah, let her finish.
So if you had to let me finish, she would know that I was defending your right to say comment.
Talking to the mic. Okay. If you can't hear yourself, Kelly, then that means we can't. That's how the podcast works.
Radio.
Radio. If you talk into the mic, people hear you. Radio. You fucking cunt.
I can't hear myself at all. Oh,
sorry.
Wait, no.
I'm kidding. Go ahead, Kelly.
I wasn't on this whole
Go ahead, sweetie. What were you saying? Just talking to the mic. Talking to the mic.
This is dead spot.
When you turn to him, he can't hear you.
Yeah.
Let me turn you up. Hang on, sweetie. Where are you?
No, but when it's funny, it's funny. And it's fine. And I laugh. And it's no problem. But I don't
when
know,
it's not? Do you really? Is there times where it's not funny?
There's been. It's not even like the jokes. The jokes I can handle. But sometimes right. It's like when it gets really in joke and really crowdy, when I feel like I'm not included, that's when it I kind of go, oh, okay.
Okay, here's the deal.
But right. When it's funny, like, which is all the time, it's always fine, and I laugh, and I...
Yep. Right, go ahead, Joe.
But when the joke's above my head,
all right, we
like,
get it.
It's like bullying.
Okay, we get it. No. No, because I get what you're saying, but you're repeating it.
Joe List is going to burst in front of me because he's ready to pounce on me and shove what I just said down my throat.
Hang on one second. Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say...
fucking floor move.
I was just going to say...
Hang on. Again. Order in the court.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Bobby Kelly presiding.
Okay. All right. We're not going to let this fucking get out of hand today. You understand me? All right. We got this
That's
fucking.
Right, Bobby.
All right. Now, Joe, go ahead. What do you have to say?
You just did the thing again where you go like this. Shut up. You interrupt me. If you had let me finish, you'd see I'm defending you.
That's
and the then you finish. And there wasn't even kind of a defense
of
me.
Mick Jagger?
That's the worst Mick Jagger I've ever heard.
Whatever the fuck. I can't do I can't do the voices, all right?
All right.
You could if you tried.
She goes,
you could if you tried, Joe.
Gives me shit for interrupting as I defend myself quite well with the cunt thing.
Yeah.
I defend myself well.
I thought it was
then
good.
She goes, if you had let me finish, you interrupter.
Can I say what it is?
See, I defend you, but then you finish. It wasn't a defense of me at all. It was about you.
No. I don't think that was the Stones. I think that was that other band. What's that other band?
The Beatles?
No, the one that
you may have heard of them. You may have heard of them. They're you know,
here's the deal.
Band,
this is why
know,
I suck. This is why I the lack of funny in me. I went, what's that other band? I put it on you to make the joke that I wanted to make that I couldn't figure out. I just stink. What's that other band like the Stones?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
It's the Twinks.
This is why you suck. The whole place exploded. You have to explain to the audience what happened, don't you?
The Twinks,
yeah.
I mean, to say you suck. That came up.
Christian Polanco walked in.
All right, here we go. So I think what happens with you, Kelly, is I think it's not her. This woman is taking it out of it. She's a girl. Go fuck yourself. It's not because she's
guys,
a girl.
Take it easy.
It's not because you're a girl. It's because you're new to the fucking scene. Okay. Because if Amy was up here,
Schumer would be fucking.
Let me tell you.
First off, she's razor like brutal.
She'll kill everybody.
She is the only. Yeah. I've gotten it like maybe four good zings on her, and she's buried.
Yeah, Schumer's a fucking killer. Okay. So it's not about you being abroad. It's that you're new to this whole thing about being abroad.
I'm going
to get a letter about that, too.
Here we go.
Kyle, I'm writing an email to Bobby Kelly. Hold on. He called her abroad.
This is important, okay?
And I want don't use Drop the fucking out. Regular soy sauce. Use the fucking low sodium.
What did I say?
Fucking kidding.
It's a good word, broad.
I'm going to ask you a question right now. You tell me the honest answer.
Yeah, mate.
This girl wrote this letter. Does that make you feel good, or do you like fuck her?
No, it doesn't make me feel good because it makes she's defending a cause which doesn't have any merit for me.
Does it make you feel good, or is it fuck her?
It's a bit more fuck her.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait to get that catty
email. She doesn't know.
First off, Kelly.
No, let her finish. Let her finish.
I appreciate that she's trying to stick up for me, and it's probably the way it does sound in my voice because I do have three syllables when I say no. But I think it's more.
Joe, can you please never edit yourself? If you ever edit yourself again, I will fucking jump over this table. You understand me?
It's fine.
So you like fuck you?
That's a bit harsh.
Well, what are you like? Why do women don't get the funny? Just say fuck you. We all laugh and then we move on.
Oh, I'll say it. I'll say fuck you. It's funny, and I do laugh because I laugh all the time. But it's like. I don't know, like, Joe, I feel like Joe, you're getting really angry at me now. And I'm like, I love Joe. I don't
this
know
is
why
the problem.
I'm
not angry at all.
Nobody's angry. This is the problem. This is the problem that this is the exact thing that this lady's talking about. Is that she's this right now, I guarantee, listening now, she feels bad for Kelly because you're making it. And it's not about you being a woman. It's just a new thing. I used to be the same way when I used to come around. Like, you'd hang around with these fucking hammers that all know each other and bust balls and know when I'm fucking really angry, and you know when he's really angry. Don't ever point at me, you fucking... No, I'm kidding.
That's what I mean, Bobby. What you're saying right there, that's what I mean. Like, right. I get here today, and like, you know, these guys are hanging out. They've been hanging out for hours, so they're already razor sharp. They already know what's going on. They know. They've known each other for years, and they know how each other works.
Are you trying to fucking tell... I wasn't even done with my explanation, and you're trying to finish my explanation. Hmm. Shut your face.
Okay. There
you go. And write a letter to that, you fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking insensitive bitch.
Or else you're going to get Flood City.
Flood City, USA.
No. But that's not against them. That's just about me being.
Look,
new
you just knew. That's yeah. it. You're gonna get it's used fine. To fucking the way comics are, or especially the way these comics yeah. are. Oh, and look, in LA, I guarantee this podcast would be totally different.
Will it be like this? By the way, saw your set last night.
Oh my god, you were so good,
Kelly. You know what? I think she has a point. I think we have to lighten up on Kelly, guys, because
that's the new devil.
No, we're being. Hang
yourself.
On. We're being.
Yeah,
LA.
I'm going
oh god.
Back.
I just want to be the devil's advocate, though, for a second, just
do
for
it.
The sake of argument.
Do it. Do
we were acting out LA podcast, and she fucking didn't. She didn't even get that.
No, because I was being.
What were you being?
Don't worry, Giannis.
I was just gonna say.
Kelly just took over the podcast
because she's new.
Rip it, yeah.
Because she's... I'm just being devil's advocate. You know, it's my first time.
Stop
here.
Fucking... Just be you.
Just
fingers.
This is more corporate. That's
just,
more corporate than I've ever
been. Devil's advocate
doesn't
ask
questions.
What is
that shit?
I just
where are you from,
advocate.
Brooklyn? Or are you from fucking CT?
Guys, in Greenwich, we have a talking stick.
In Danbury, which is a.k.a. Hat City.
Hat City. Which is just next to Flood City.
Flood City, USA.
No, all right. What now, is it? Because she's new, do you guys feel like maybe because she's new, you go a little too hard? Like
no.
a bunch of piranhas smelling blood?
Look, I love Kelly.
And you go a little hard?
Here's the thing, is I love
like,
Kelly.
Oh, there's new meat in the room.
I love
Kelly. Let's rank who's gotten it the hardest just this episode.
You.
You have.
Soder.
And Dan.
Soder.
Dan.
No, awesome.
Me, too.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know who's third. Because we're so far away. It's like the AL East the last
you're
not
years.
Even, but you're not even
but
in the same category as how he got.
Yeah, and first of all, it's not our fault. Change your mouth and it wouldn't happen.
You know what, Bobby? I'm going to write you an email. Because I don't... Sometimes
you know what?
I hear Joe talk and I can hear his small mouth opening. I know that.
Here's the thing. I get fat things all the time. And you know what I'm doing?
Losing weight.
But it changes, Joe. I mean, today you got a bit of shit, and then I got shit a lot. You know, Dan hasn't got
Kelly,
shit ages.
Well, let me just say this.
Whoa.
First of all,
go back.
Can I have a first off? I had a first off
before.
Can I have
a second off?
Go ahead.
Go back on iTunes. And if you really want to hear me fucking catch a beating, go to Gator Fight.
Yeah,
dude.
That was
a fucking hour. Podcast wasn't. We set up a podcast on a Wednesday just to smash
up.
Him
and
on him trying to get his fucking new Sufi.
I got off work, sweaty from the restaurant, come in and fucking one.
Which will happen again
tables.
Soon.
Oh, I'm
don't wait. You don't wait tables anymore. I've been away for a little while. Maybe you don't know, right?
Yeah,
Soda
yeah.
don't wait no tables anymore.
I don't know. You've been away for a while. Go get your drink tray.
Go get your guacamole and bring it to me.
Yeah.
All right.
But
Listen,
I still had sweat for my job on.
Yeah.
And Bobby's like,
hey, yeah, come by and do a podcast, dude. Just fucking come by.
And I come in.
Can you do a DeRosa?
He came in with a smile on your face.
You can just do the face. All right, listen, here's the deal. Kelly. First of all, to this lady, we love you. I love you.
Yeah.
I protect you. If anybody comes on here that seriously fucks with you, I got your back.
You do.
We fuck with you all the time. But here's the deal. You are a fucking nincompoop.
Yeah.
Okay?
I am.
Honestly.
I am.
With certain things, you just stink.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to. I'm learning how to
shit.
Deal with your shit.
Yeah.
But you do a lot of shit fucking awesome. You are amazing at fucking a ton of shit you do for the show. And you're a funny broad, and you take a good hit. That's why you're on the show. So you, for this broad who's calling in, I understand that you think or writing in. I get it that you're looking out for Kelly, but we love Kelly. We'd never let any, if she really got offended or hurt, we'd deal with that if anything ever happened. But she's learning how to deal with all these alpha males in a room.
I don't want you guys to stop like given.
I'm
the
not
hits.
Gonna stop you, fucking saggy tit Aussie.
Remember the flappy arms. Don't forget the flappy arms.
Actually, your arms are looking better.
No,
are you doing something?
Looking, no, I haven't worked out in like 3 weeks. My
really?
Arms, I reckon they look worse.
I was gonna say you look a little. No.
Yeah.
You should puke like a little more.
Huh?
No, I'm done saying.
No, I fucking think, and I love the you two. I love the sexual tension between baby mouth and fucking saggy tits.
One day. One day my dreams will come true.
You could actually take one of your tits and mush it all the way into Dan, into Joe's mouth.
You could fit it all in there. No.
Yeah, you could fold it in.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. Change your mouth.
Which, by the way, may I say also,
it's your parents'
I'd rather have. Yeah. Everything I get my balls busted is nothing I can ever change. Herpes and fucking mouth size and
don't forget
whatever the fuck else.
You could change your glasses, Joe.
I could change my glasses. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I like the glasses.
Why? What did you sign the Declaration of Independence too? Those fucking glasses really
bugged me. Have you seen
his
glasses?
You have glasses?
Dan has got the worst.
I didn't know you were. I found out your sister's dead and you wear glasses. Who are you?
That's what Clark Kent saw.
Who is Dan Soder?
Silver rimmed and they're awful.
What's wrong with you?
The guy who's always cracking jokes. Who's the real guy? Yeah. Underneath the pain.
A lot of naps and crying.
You quit drinking, right?
I'm on a sabbatical.
The fuck does that mean?
It means I'm drying out for a little.
Sabbatical means like a break from something.
I know what sabbatical means, you dick.
You know what I'm coming?
I'm dumb, but not that dumb.
You know
I mean,
what? Drink what again?
Yeah.
The drunk podcast.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, we're gonna. Well, I was gonna have that tonight.
I salute you, man. I think that's good. Congratulations. That's
awesome. I do too, man.
Giannis has more than anyone in my life. Him and Schumer always, when I'm wasted, they're always like, "Hey, stop drinking."
Yeah.
You got your whole life ahead.
Good, man.
Well, you did that? No, because comedy is like the
God.
Only field
you
where
fuck
there's...
trannies and tell them not to drink?
I don't fuck trannies.
Oh, boy.
But comedy is the only field where people try to encourage your vice. What's wrong with you?
I thought we were friends.
We could go to Thailand together.
Thailand? Fucking, what are you talking about? Go to fucking
Bergen,
East Side.
New Jersey.
Where are they?
Yeah. East Side 30th.
Oh, really? All
right. Yeah. Sorry.
But no, comedy seems to be the only field where, like, your friends and shit...
Field.
I'm not digging up. I'm not an archaeologist.
Wow.
Flat tire.
Dude, I think I really...
Broken axle.
A slurping sound. Flat tire.
That was a fucking...
That was the axle snapped in half.
Kang, kang, kang. Just
Dude, I
try the joke
threw
again.
That layup in the air. I went, field, you. And you went, hold it.
I just missed it.
All right, go ahead. Talk about your field.
Everyone failed there. No, everyone did poorly.
Is that like people encourage your vices and say, oh, you're only funny when you're drunk? It's not true, man, because that would be that comedy is the only field where that would be true. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense.
And you know what?
So you tell me, like, if you're a baseball player or a basketball player and you got a drinking problem or whatever.
Is that a field,
it
too?
It hurts you, those fields. But in comedy, it helps you know. Balance. Helps you.
I reckon a lot of people probably told Dan as well when he's been drunk that, oh, you're so funny when you're drunk. And my favorite Dan is not drunk or stone drunk. Yeah. Like, normal Dan is the best Dan.
Yeah, because he's more balanced, man.
It's great.
Yeah, so he'll get his high from performing.
I will say Stone Soder is...
Not
bananas I funnier hate. Than Soder. Like, it's not even.
I
you
hate.
Haven't hung out with Soder properly.
Yeah, but I mean,
so Soder stoned is fucking ridiculous.
Can I say
sober
something?
Sober Soder is, you know.
Here's the deal.
Jesus, that got weird.
We're talking, because. Well, here's the deal. I mean, as far as doing a podcast or doing a show, I think the sober Dan is more technically sound than the fucking holy drunk fucked up Dan. You know what I mean? And I think if you made a decision, it's to the point where you're like, you know, look, I'm done for a while because it's fucking you up. Yeah. I applaud that. I think sacrifice, you know, I quit smoking, dude.
Yeah.
I got fat. I knew I was going to get fat and I was going to take a pounding for a year to be a fat fuck again. I wasn't.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I tried to keep continue,
it's
but
funny to see you hear him say that while he's sitting there. I'm a fucking fat pig. Wait. I haven't seen my dick in 2 years. What's the problem? I knew it was gonna happen. At least I'm not smoking. What do you want from me?
Holy shit!
I love. He turned me into Boss Hog.
Why I see the problem is them damn Duke boys. Duke boys been driving all over the county.
Oh, shit. All right, so I are you done cracking up at my expense?
You're funny.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's good that you're actually... And it's a lot of people, a lot of your friends are like, fuck you. What are you doing, stupid? Yeah. And you're still doing it. That's the hard part. When people do shit because their friends want them to do it, I fucking hate that. Yeah. The fact that you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm out for a little bit. And you go telling them to fuck off, too.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't give a fuck if you drink or not. He really doesn't.
Joe doesn't. You know, DeRosa really doesn't. He busts my balls, but he doesn't. You know, he called me back after we talked that first time.
Well, here's the guy, DeRosa.
If someone does, they're not your friend. Yeah. If someone really fucking has a problem with it, they're not
your
friend.
Well, DeRosa quits all the time.
Your dad died at 50 from cirrhosis of the liver. So if you're drinking, you know, you
Jesus
come
Christ,
from a family,
is that true?
Yeah.
Well,
my dad died.
I'm sorry that we're better friends than you guys.
Who the fuck is this kid?
Well, he's.
Are you on his show every week? I didn't know Giannis Papas podcast.
I suppose I know more about you than he does.
What are you on? Floodfingersfucking.com? Is there a new
Flood
network?
Flood USA.
Go to the Flood USA on iTunes.
Flood City.
Flood.
What
happened?
What is the deal? What the
My dad. Yeah, my dad. He died of liver failure, liver and kidney failure.
I didn't know that.
Because he got hepatitis C and he was an alcoholic.
Wow.
Because his mother's a drinker.
His
grandparents are drinkers.
Three out of my four. My grandfather died of cirrhosis.
He's got no shot, this kid.
And my father.
Let him finish a fucking sentence. You're trying to get your zingers in. He's telling me for the first time ever how his father died.
I'm sorry you guys have to have your intimate friendship moments on air.
Yeah.
Real good friends you are.
Hey, you know what? Me too. Apparently that's the only one this cocksucker opens up is when he can be monster voice. I will talk to you. What do you need, puppets, you fucking homo?
Like explaining why the dog's dead.
Do you remember? He's gone to a better place.
Sometimes Scruffy went to a place with his friend.
Now I know where all the voices come from. It's your little child.
They're from the demons.
Oh, one fuck. Time, my father died.
For the great chief left the planet Earth. He left the ground and went to the stars.
All right, so I didn't know that, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, man.
He was fucking banging broads, you said?
He was banging rural pussy.
What's that?
Like Northern California fucking bowling alley puss.
Really? Yeah. And then he got Hep C from that?
He got Hep C, and then he was, you know, he was a drinker, and he just didn't have health insurance, didn't go get checked up, and he was a vet. He was a Vietnam vet, so he went to the Veterans Hospital, and they're like, right. Yeah, you're done.
My father's Vietnam vet too, has Hep C.
Yeah.
But didn't fuck around with trailer trash. I wonder if it's something from the war.
No, because...
Like I said, yeah.
Because my mom, he had me...
Dismissing Bobby.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, I don't think... I know my dad didn't because...
How do you know?
I don't know.
How do you know?
Because I don't have Hep C.
Agent Orange, baby.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. My dad was in the Navy.
Agent fucking Blue.
I don't even think...
Did they have...
But yeah,
Dad was in the Navy?
Yeah.
Why is that dismissed as just a shit? Like, that ain't shit.
The Navy, right?
Yeah, the Navy, dude.
They do shit.
They bring the Marines. Yeah. They bring the Marines over there.
Aircraft carriers.
I tell you what, you know, I think it's, I forget the division. There's a division, a part of the Navy, that the Seabees.
Seabees. My uncle's a Seabees.
They go, badass motherfuckers, before the Marines, they'll go in. They go in first, build the bridges and the roads to get to make the bases and all that. Yeah. These motherfuckers are out in the front.
The Air Force is really where you go if you want to avoid all the...
Everybody in the military hates the Air Force.
Right.
Because they get all the money first. It goes to the Air Force and then trickles down to the other branches. And they have, when I was in Iraq, they have the best bases.
I went to Iraq.
The hottest chicks. Fuck, you went to Iraq?
Yeah, twice.
For me too?
Yeah.
For USO?
Yeah.
For with who?
Kennedy, Scott Kennedy.
Who's Scott Kennedy?
You don't know Scott Kennedy?
No, I don't. Why are you so soft right now?
I don't know.
Are you going to cry?
Know. Well, it's been a lot of yelling. I thought we'd bring it down a little.
Oh, I didn't know. Let's bring it down.
Plus, we're talking about Iraq and death and hepatitis here.
Who's Scott Kennedy?
Scott Kennedy's a comic from Texas. He's been over there like 94 times or something.
But what does he do? Is he famous?
No. He's just done that.
How did? Yeah, but you got to be famous to go USO.
No, he just runs his own things there.
So it's not USO.
It's not USO. It's the U.S.
Well, I said, is it USO?
I know, but I'm used to saying USO to civilians. Like, that's what people know as going there to tell jokes.
Well, here's the thing.
Guys.
But you got paid.
Back to my dead.
Yeah. You got money. Hang on with that. You got money.
Yeah.
So you did it for the money. It was a rogue gig just in Iraq.
Yeah, I did it for the money.
I did it for nothing. I went over there to support the troops, and I did it for nothing.
You went to Iraq for nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Not one fucking penny. You just did the best rogue gig ever.
Oh, I got to move out of the way for this one. I don't want to take the hit.
Yours could have been done that in Jersey.
That's a little...
Could have gone to Allentown.
A little insensitive. I mean, I did the same service.
Not really.
Cheered up troops.
Not as good as me and Colin
did you really
did, but
cheer them up? Yeah. I mean, were they really like, that was great? Right. Or were they like, all right.
I want to have fucking 50 emails. I want to have 100 emails.
My heart is bleeding for Joe right now. Joe, I don't even want to be sitting next to him.
We
just
did hospitals and shit. We went to hospitals.
I'm getting burnt here on his fire.
I did too, but you know what? I didn't do it for money.
You guys, this pissing contest.
I got money. They gave me money. I would have gone for free.
How much money did you get?
Not much.
How much?
I'm not going to say on air.
Why?
Because I already said whose company it is, and that's not fair to say on air what I made.
Okay, is it thousands?
And there's troopers. No.
Over 1,000?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, so
I mean, yes, really. No.
Under 1,000?
Yes.
For how many weeks?
Like 10 days.
You piece of shit.
So you got under 1,000 for 10 days.
Unpatriotic.
You got paid for it? You fucking
motherfucker.
Why don't you just go ahead and move there?
That's bad.
Huh?
You're trying to pay rent, you Joe?
You Taliban looking motherfucker.
That's crazy, but I fucking care, and I'm a goddamn patriot.
Sure you do, you communist.
It was wonderful.
Sympathizer.
This man went over here on his own fucking dollar.
I'm going to turn this.
What are you, white, and blue.
Are you a black comic? These work, you know. Jesus Christ.
Usually he has to project.
Oh, shit.
The fucking just screaming in the microphone, wow. Giannis Pappas. I got to get a letter for that, too. Can you turn down Giannis's
it
fucking...
It hurts my ears. Why is he so loud?
Oh, Joe, that's good. I'm just busting your balls. No, I mean, I would never get paid. I would never do it for money, but that's good that you went over. I mean... How many letters do you want?
Oh, this fucking hurts.
We're gonna get letters from a bunch of people with little mouths.
The mouths from Boston.
That is not cool.
I don't know.
Teeth. not good ones, but
right. You have good teeth if you're opening up a can of spinach.
That's
fun.
Holy shit. I never really focused on your little mouth, but it's kind of a little mouth.
Yeah. It's like a 19th century graveyard, just like little tombstones everywhere.
You have great teeth. You have great teeth if you only drink Coronas. Is that the ones you got to open with the thing?
No.
Well,
swing and a miss.
Wow.
You got the scarf on?
The bomb scarf. Where? Yeah.
This is the bomb scarf.
The lady who wrote the letter, did she hear Kelly's comment when she laughed and goes, holy shit, his teeth looks like graveyard, little tombstone. Did she hear that?
But an old graveyard, not like a new one. Yeah.
The woman hear that?
That's funny. Yeah.
You Max, fucking...
Well done.
You know what?
Did you say an old one?
Yeah.
Like an old
19th century.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good joke.
Did the dumb cunt who wrote the letter hear that one?
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm going to write her a letter. Come fucking suck my fat fucking dick.
Yeah, but Joe,
is it fat? Is it fat?
I fucking love Liz.
But my voice, I don't sound sad because I'm a fucking man comedian. Fucking.
This is the problem, Joe. No, Joe.
C word.
Joe, this is the problem. This is the problem.
That fucking elevator.
Dad, the problem is I did a joke, and after the fact, everyone goes, hey, that was funny, but when I said the joke, everyone was talking over.
I didn't hear it. No, I didn't hear it. Yeah,
because you have no timing because you're a woman.
Yeah.
You should have waited.
Okay.
You got to learn to fucking when to throw the pitch.
Yeah, but I started like three times before I said it, and no one let me get in for the...
No, but it happened is you got so excited that you thought of it that you just blurted it out instead of thinking it went for silence.
That's because you're a new comic, and you don't know how to fucking wait to your time to say something, you dumb... No, I'm kidding.
And the point is...
No, don't back up.
I was kidding. I don't know. You're not a dummy. I'm kidding.
Come on.
No, it wasn't necessary.
And the point is that you fucking went, you think, no, well, sometimes it's fun, but when it's everyone versus me, there was five
like
of
this.
You making jokes about how bad my teeth are.
I don't like you imitating.
Yeah, Joe's so sensitive about his teeth when he eats, it's like a Japanese girl laughing.
I didn't know that Joe was so sensitive. Like,
well, he's sensitive, but he's taking a hit.
Man. I'm not sensitive. I'm just retorting towards you.
He's doing what you do to us.
I don't mean to ever offend
Kelly,
you.
Kelly, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Kelly, Joe, look at me, Joe. Joe, you really love Kelly, right? You like Kelly a lot. You like Kelly a lot.
I love Joe.
You think Kelly is kind of keen?
I adore Joe.
Yeah, kind of keen?
I fucking adore Joe. And I don't know if but you
Kelly
she,
call-
doesn't, she doesn't fuck and adore me.
Here's the deal.
Me.
Kelly called me last week, I think it was, and she literally was ecstatic. She hung out with you one night and how awesome you are.
Oh, I'm a great guy.
She
Joe
loves
is
you.
A great guy. I'm a great guy.
And here's the thing, too. You guys gotta understand. This is where fans get fucked up on both sides of it. We're all friends. I mean, I don't. Giannis,
yeah, not me.
Giannis isn't friends with anybody. But
Giannis, if he showed up to anything.
Listen, we're all friends, but we all have a camaraderie. We're professional comedians, so we're all here. We know how to do it. We know how to fuck with each other and not hurt each other's feelings. And some fans hear this stuff and get sensitive and go the other way, like you should leave her alone. And some guys get the other way and start fucking saying shit to us on Twitter, like nice teeth, fuckhead. Oops, sorry.
What kind of joyous fucking feel-good movie
my God.
Theme song
that
is your ringtone?
What was that?
That was perfect music.
Oh, my God. That looked like a fucking... It's a romantic comedy coming
guys?
Out in September.
Hello, hello.
It's an important call. Hold on.
Shut up. Hello. Hey. I'm on the podcast. You want me to call you back? You're on the show right now, by the way.
Is that Bill?
Yep. Call me back. All right, I'll call you back. We're almost done.
All right, hurry up.
All right, hurry up.
Is it funny?
Is the podcast funny? Yeah, we're making fun of Joe's mouth right now.
Hey.
Oh, that's easy. All right, talk to you later. Goodbye.
Who was that?
He said that's easy.
Who was that?
It's my manager.
That was Conan?
Jim Serpico.
Oh, Serpico. He doesn't even know me.
Yeah, he knows your mouth. He's famous in the business. We need a guy for this. Nah, his mouth's too small.
He's got Braveheart myth about his mouth.
Yeah.
I will. That was all right. 7 feet tall, shoots fireballs out of his eyes.
William
pretty...
Wallace?
We needed too much.
Fuck, yeah.
Right. Too much backstory.
Here we go. Here we go. So
I'm sorry for
what my
saying too many words in a joke, Kelly. Kelly, 300 words for a 5-word joke. Write a letter. Write a letter.
Oh, but I use so many nice voices.
Everybody just chill out. Everybody just chill out.
Braveheart myth is not a term.
We need to just relax. And this song.
I love this song. I'm glad that my people's music is.
He's from your stupid island?
Yeah, they're Australian. But that was love to make us still remember. Skip-a-doom, skip-a-doom. Can I just say something really quickly, Barbie? But leave it going low in the background.
What's up, baby?
No, I don't want anyone to like take.
Nobody's gonna hear that song, by the way, because I didn't turn the fucking thing on.
So it sounds like a bunch
dead
of
air.
Fucking weirdos. 5 minutes.
Nobody's gonna hear Jim Serpico. It's just us talking. All right, back up, guys. Let's redo it.
Oh,
I'll be Serpico. You be me, Dan.
Okay, ready?
Hey, what's up, dude? You on the fucking podcast?
What's going on?
Nothing, dude. We're doing the podcast.
All right, call me back soon.
Okay, it's funny.
All right, is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny. We're making fun of Joe List's mouth.
Ah, that's easy. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, that was like Braveheart myth.
What?
Oh, man.
Everybody relax. Just relax. We need to chill out.
I feel like...
All right, Kelly, now interrupt.
That's what I do.
Oh, man, what a song.
Like, I have to get used to you guys shitting on me. You have the guys have to get used to me interrupting.
Bobby's got taste in music like Nate Bargatze. It's bowling alley music.
This is... I'm a
smash hit.
It's a smash hit. I actually yelled at my wife in the car for playing it last week. She's like, you like this song? I'm like, no, stupid. Turn it off. And then I was playing it yesterday. I was like, the song is great. She's like, I fucking told you about that last week. And you fucking... You
know what?
She's from Boston.
Don't do that.
Why?
You're going to get a letter.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate the letters. We appreciate you guys. We love the fans. And just know that we all love each other on the show. Mm. Kelly's a growing little flower on the show. She's learning how to be a comedian.
I don't want you guys to go easy on me. And I appreciate the letter, but this is the only way I'm going to learn.
You're doing fine. You know, you learn. We all learn. We're all fucking hanging out. Yeah. It's fine. It's
I
just
love
a
hanging
fuck.
Out with you guys.
Look, here's what we do. We get together, we do a show. For you fucking cocksuckers in a cube and a truck and a van and a fucking park while you're working out, so you don't have to listen to that gay song I just played. You can actually listen to some of the funniest motherfuckers in the world fuck with each other and talk about shit and bring stuff up and never get back to the same point and
nope.
Fucking talk about AIDS and people dying and all kinds of shit.
Parents are dying. dying.
And sisters are dead.
Joe gets offended about his tiny little mouth.
I don't get offended. That's the point.
My beard never stops growing.
And we can always.
Big right, fucking Braveheart myth, dumb mouth.
Whoa. All right, listen. Cool.
I want Joe to have a Joe's on fire moment. I don't think he's really had one yet.
Really that's why Joe drinks so much. You know why he drinks so much?
It's to forget the pain. Because
his parents taught him to.
No, I'll tell you why.
Kind of wins.
Because beer bottles, glass beer bottles, his fits his mouth comfortably.
Yeah.
Regular cups hurt.
Fuck. Speaking of that, Joe, one of your I this is gonna. Be...
Look at him drinking beer. He can't even put his mouth around a beer bottle. It's like he's whistling in it.
God.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is one of those horrible things that you pointed out to me, because now I won't be able to look at Joe without thinking about how small his mouth is.
Oh, shit.
I never thought about it before.
All right, guys, listen. We're going to do we're going to whip this in. Get over here, fucking Shtemenka.
Christian Polanco's on this too?
Yep. He's doing tech talk with me.
All right.
I had a tech talk. You guys all, you're sticking around for this. We're going to whip through this and we're out of here.
Sit your ass down. It's time for what? Tech talk. You know what, D? Bobby and friends.
Come on now. What the fuck? Dan, could you help people out? Joe, you go back. You sit there. 5 o'clock, Phil. You move over. Now we're good. Are you ready?
All right,
guys. We're going to...
Love your mouth, Joe.
Shut up. Stop doing that. That's what the fucking people do. Do you really love his mouth?
Do you really?
Do you really?
I love Joe.
We love your fucking Chinese athlete shoulders.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, we do.
I love your midget head.
Let me see one tit. Let me see one tit. Let me see one tit. Just let me see a tit.
You're looking at me.
Yes, I am. I am.
I'll be happy to
do it. I want
to
see a little fucking Dominican baby nipple.
That dark nipple.
A little dark nipple that looks like it can just pop right off.
Hershey kiss.
All right, listen. We're going to do a little
Tech Talk with Bobby and Friends.
And Christian.
Cultish, all right.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
All right, Tech Talk is at 136, by the way. 3603. All right, so what do you got, man? A little Tech Talk for the people today.
Oh, okay.
We never got, first of all, never got to UFC.
Yeah.
I had the greatest weekend of my life, and we didn't. I'm going to have to do an extra show. I'm going to do a show. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll talk about it. I don't know when we're going to talk about this.
I'll bring it up.
When?
Next episode.
So just chill. Till
this might be the last episode for a while.
Why? What?
Nothing. Let's go. Go ahead.
No. What the fuck was that?
I'm kidding.
That
I'm kidding.
Really got to Bobby.
I'm kidding.
Are you fucking breaking up the band?
No.
I can't go solo. You heard me try to go solo. It doesn't work.
Let's go. What do you got there,
fucking? I'm rhythmic guitar.
What do you got? What'd you steal, Dominican, to fuck for Tech Talk?
The lady turned around. I grabbed everything.
What this is a cell phone. It has scratches in it.
It's a shoe that you don't wear with socks.
I don't think I should sit in Joe List's seat.
Hang on.
I think that's the problem.
Hang on. I got to give this fucking.
Give me the bomb bandana.
There you go. Put that on there, you fucking. Ugh.
See you again, old friend.
All right, let's go.
Christian's like the sweetest guy. Just walked into a brush fire.
What do you got? What do you got? Fucking hair.
I've been talking to, you know about Kelly's horrible, horrible computer problems lately,
yeah.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
Her hard drive. Her hard drive failed. And, yeah. She
so didn't her fucking jokes. That's because her jokes were on it.
Yeah. Well, I love them all.
I like that I punched up my own joke. I should get something for that.
Writer room.
Go ahead.
I lost them all, so it's all good.
So,
anyway.
How do you lose 8 minutes on a computer? What do you have, a 14 fucking K?
Yeah, keep going.
I should have said 14 megabyte computer, and I would have won.
Stayed away from the tech.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
go ahead.
Basically, saving all your data is like incredibly important. And yes. She lost a lot of stuff that she needed. She lost all her music.
Yep.
She was crying on the phone. It was tragic.
Really, you were crying? Oh, mama, what'd you lose, babe?
Nothing.
What do you, let me ask you a question.
I had a deadline. I had to finish a film for my show within like 5 hours.
And it lost.
Yeah. But Gay Joe had filmed it for me, and he was like, I'm going to make this film for you. Come over in 5 hours. I have it ready. And he made, and
did you have to finger fuck his asshole to do that?
Nah. Well, we've
and talk
been
like
there.
This? You like that? You like that, Gay Joe?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad I have the bandana. You guys would have thrown 8 of them at me if you had them. I went. I actually tried to do a shitty
like
gay
soccer flags coming out of his face.
Wait, soccer flags?
What's a soccer flag?
It's a soccer flag.
No, yeah, when the ref.
Fuck you. That's football. That's football, stupid.
Football.
Yeah, wrap it around there. Enjoy that, you fucking hairy Greek.
Giannis is into tranny. Then he thinks soccer has cards.
Flags.
No, flags.
Flags. Oh, it does have cards.
You know what? Give that bandana to this fucking little mouth.
Take one down and pass it around.
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
All right. So,
spit it out.
There's this great thing that's called Drobo. It allows you to put 4 hard drives in a bay, and it'll save all your data, essentially, forever. So, like, you never have to worry about a hard drive failing. So, like, right now I have...
What's it called again?
It's called Drobo.
Spell it.
Drobo.
Okay.
And
I see it.
It lets you.
And you just for FYI, which I love saying this last couple days.
Yeah.
You can get this on eBay. So I mean Amazon.
Amazon,
so
yeah.
You can go to Amazon. You can go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. If you guys want to grab one of these, go to Amazon.com and buy it from there, and you're helping out the show. So go ahead.
So I've had it in mind for about a year and a half.
Right.
I got 2 hard drives in there. I got two terabyte hard drives that mirror each other.
Right.
So if one of them ever fails, I have all my data.
On the other one.
Forever. And you could put up to 4. You could do things. It's something called a raid. Array, which lets
a rape?
A rape, yeah.
Bus rape? Abandoned bus rape?
It's new technology. It's new technology.
Yes.
It's going to be big.
Right.
So... You can put up to 4 hard drives, and you could do different styles of storing your data. So you can have 4 hard drives that hold all your data, right? And it'll run quicker,
right?
It'll read data quicker to your computer, or you can mirror the hard drives like I'm doing. And if one hard drive ever fails, or if 2 hard drives even fail,
right?
I'll have the data forever, so I'll never have to worry about it losing anything important.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's USB 2 FireWire supported.
Yeah.
And it's called the Drobo Beyond Raid.
Yeah.
And you get it on Amazon. They have it's in stock, and it's around $289 on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's saving $100 if you buy it on Amazon right now.
And
they have 2 used for $200, which in refurbished for $249. So you can get even cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right, so there you go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I have something similar to that. I have I have 3 hard drives. I have a 3 terabyte, and I have a 1 terabyte, and then I have 2 500 gigabytes, but all plugged into my wireless system.
Which you, so that was I that can, the one you got at the Apple Store?
Yeah. So I can when you come to my house, you turn your computer on. If you know my password on the hard drives, you can get access all my hard drives at once on one computer.
The problem is that if one of the hard
drives... Don't ever point at me again. Oh, go ahead.
I should learn
he gets real like mafia dog. You
I'm
never
kidding.
Noticed that sometimes he's like,
don't you
fuck
ever.
It. He's like super nice. He's like, you enjoying your pasta? Good. Fucking point at me.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
The problem is if...
You can point to me. Actually, point to me.
I'll point with 2 fingers. It's a little
good.
Bit more serious.
Are those the fingers you fucking do the floods with?
Flood City!
You guys, welcome to my show over in Queens.
Welcome to Flood City,
starring Giannis Papas.
I'm confused. You guys, I'm confused.
Giannis! That is the grossest word.
So good.
The problem is that if one of your hard drives ever fails, that's it.
I'm fucked. Yeah. So I should get one of these.
It's incredibly helpful.
All right, cool, man. I was actually going to do, I was in the Fan Expo, USC Fan Expo this year, this last week, and they had the Jaybird Freedom Bluetooth headsets, which I really thought were cool. I was going to review them. I bought them. I was going to review them today. That was going to be my thing, but they fucked up. They were broken in the box, which happens. Right now, I'm dealing with the company. If they get me a new one this week, I'm fucking good. If I don't get these for a couple weeks, I will be seriously fucking trashing this company.
Okay.
Right now, I mean, the fact that I bought them out of the box, they were fucked, annoys me to no end. And the fact that I told them, look, I told the guy that I bought them from, I do a podcast. I have 30,000 listeners. I have 50,000 people on Twitter. I tell people, you know, shit all the time. This is cool to get. People know that I, you know, and I want to review these. He gave me a $10 discount. All right, fine. I see that you gave some fat nerd on YouTube a free pair who has fucking 10 people watching the video. But, you know, okay, that's cool. So I bought them, but they don't work. But that's cool. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they send me a new one and everything works out. But if they don't and it takes, if they treat me like a fucking regular person.
You're going to be pissed?
I'm going to be fucking angry.
I don't mean to blow your mind.
Yeah.
I actually have something for Tech Talk.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
Is this Dan Soder?
Everybody, wait, stop.
iPhone 4GS.
Yay! Yay! Welcome.
I finally got an iPhone. Yay. And I bought a Mophie case.
Nice.
I got one of those. Why wouldn't everybody have
But here's my question.
I'm
technologically retarded. I haven't used it yet.
You need to put technology in front of
me. I'm retarded. When you use the Mophie, do you have to charge it back up so it works again?
Okay, one quick question. Your eyes are open. Okay.
We're going to play our number one song,
so
Joe.
So if I have to use
hang
it.
Hang on, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Say it, Joe. Joe's got a zing.
Is it more expensive? I mean, is there a Mophie?
I love that he actually retied the bandana before he said
he knew it.
So
when I use the extra battery,
yes.
How do I recharge the Mophie?
When your battery's low, you turn on the Mophie and it recharges your phone.
Yeah, but then how do I get the extra battery recharged?
Okay, you plug it in. You just plug the cord that came with that.
Yeah,
it's
right
a mini
there.
USB. Plug that right into the wall on the old, you know, your iPhone charger.
Yeah.
Plug it right into there. Use that cord instead of the iPhone one.
But can I?
You can just keep that on. Don't even have to do it. It'll charge both.
Can I take it off and just charge it?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you got
if
the
you
one that comes
off
the bottom.
If you only have an iPhone charger available, take off the Mophie and charge in the phone.
Yeah.
But what if I just want to charge this?
You need the BlackBerry charger. It's more of a BlackBerry
but
charger.
Can I take my iPhone and then charge this on the wall?
What?
Like, let's
listen,
say
can I just
iPhone.
Shut up? Listen to me. I'm going to fuck you. Shut up. You shut up. Everybody shut up. Listen, just charge. Keep the phone in the case and charge the case. It does both. Make sure the thing is off. Okay. It will charge your phone and it charges the case.
Okay.
That's it. Leave it on.
Okay.
Leave it on all the time. Charge it right through that fucking thing. Make sure it's all the way dead. Both of them. Don't keep. You know, if it's half there, don't, you know what I mean?
How will I know when the Mophie's completely dead?
Hit the button on the bottom. Look at that. What's that? See that? See the lights?
Yeah.
The light. When you get no lights, it's dead.
It's got three.
That means you're mostly charged.
Okay.
That's your charge. So on the bottom of a Mophie, people don't know, there's a little button. You push that and it shows four lights. If it's four lights that show up, it's fully charged. It's three quarters. Hence, like a gas gauge. Okay, what are you laughing at, you fucking twink?
He was so proud that there were just three lights. He knew how many there were.
He was pretty happy about that.
Well, this fucking cocksucker just got a club out of his hand. You know what I mean? He had a flip phone last week.
That's right.
Now, it's called a razor.
He had Gorilla Glass phone.
Had a Nokia.
Well, that's great. Mophie, I have one. They're the best. If you have an iPhone 4 and you don't have a Mophie case in your purse or your bag or on it, you're a fucking idiot because it automatically gives you a whole new phone for the day. Now, they fixed the battery life on an iPhone, though. I have to say that. After when they had the battery problems, whatever they did made the battery a lot better.
I charged this last night and I'm still at 82%.
Yeah, you have no friends. You don't even use your phone.
Okay,
of course. Would your agent call you 9 times?
He's doing tech talk. I called him last night and his voicemail went, the person you are calling has not set up their voicemail yet.
Wow.
Bandana securely on that one.
Fucking...
Do you have any glue?
Actually, you should tie it around your head like an Indian, like a crappy Indian with no jokes. Well, I'll take that back.
For the spirits have not gone inside his head. All right. Why don't you give me that?
You know who just fucking hit me up right there? Reed Harris. You know who Reed Harris is?
Reed Harris,
one of the fucking top guys at UFC. The guy took care of us all weekend, him and Jim Byrne. fucking hooked us up. Jim Burns, PR guy. Reed Harris, fucking, I mean, literally takes care of all the fighters and everything behind the scenes. Ran the fan expo this time.
Did you meet my friend Shanda?
Who?
Shanda?
No, but I'm talking about my friends who are more important.
She works at Zuffa. She's one of the top people at Zuffa.
All right. Well, what's her name?
Shanda.
Hey, all right. No, but I'll wait next time. I love the people at UFC. I'm just going to say this because we didn't talk about it and we got to go. Fucking the best. The best organization bar none. I've been comped with the fucking NBA and MLB. You're nothing. You're nobody. They're so fucking big and there's so much. They don't give a fuck about you unless you're Tom Cruise. The UFC, if you're a fan, and they fucking, I saw Dana White just talking to anybody.
Yeah.
The fucking president of the company, the fastest growing sport. Reed Harris, the nicest. He doesn't have to be fucking nice to me. You know what I mean? Sweetest guy ever. Jim Burns, same thing. All down there. They're the best organization ever. I fucking love the sport, and those people are the fucking best.
Next episode, I really do want to talk about you going to the UFC because I want to talk to you about what you thought about Cote's fucking boxer briefs.
Oh, God. That and his, I don't like his little jiggly ass.
His fucking his sad body. I said it looked like you woke up your tough roommate.
Let's do another podcast this week, an extra one, just us talking about, and, you know, not just us, but everybody can come, whoever. Not you, but they, sorry, Giannis. No, but, but we should do a UFC special one, so we'll do a double one this week. You guys are going to get an extra one this week, because you asked for it, and what?
I can't.
Why?
I got to do the web series I'm on.
When?
Wednesday through Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
All day, all night?
Yeah. Like 10 hours.
All you don't sleep?
I can do them at night. I can do them at night.
Yeah, we're in a studio now.
Okay.
Fucking cocksucker. What are you, Joe DeRosa? That's what Joe used to do. I got a meeting. With who? You can't have a meeting with your aunt.
Guys.
Okay. All right, guys, man. This has been a great show. Giannis, fucking thanks, brother.
Thank you for having me, man.
We just shook hands. That was the first time I ever did that. It was uncomfortable. I think thank you would have just sufficed, right?
Yeah, it would have done it, but you reached out.
All right, I reached out. Thanks for coming on. What do you got to promote, dude?
I don't know when this is coming out. When's it coming out?
Christmas.
No, it's coming out.
Monday week.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, so
next
nothing.
Week.
Yeah, no, so nothing.
You got a website?
Yeah, just check me out online. Just check out my characters. Check me out online. Just, you know.
There's some great characters.
Yeah. Marisha,
really?
Yeah, she is a...
You know, it's funny, dude. You got to come back on, dude, because I want to talk about that.
I had a great time. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Awesome, brother. Yeah. And what's your Twitter name?
Giannis Pappas, all one word.
All right, spell that shit.
Y-A-N-N-I-S-P-A-P-P-A-S.
All right, what do we got over here, my friend Joe List, the truth?
Yeah, I got nothing. album on iTunes, so far no good.
Fucking great album. I bought it.
Funny.
Very funny, dude.
It's on my iPod. Thanks, everybody.
At Joe List Comedy on Twitter. Dude, one of the funniest guys. I'm fucking... Yeah. Everybody loves you, man. I can't tell you how many Twitters... And
Joe has a brand new joke that's killing, inspired by me. Yeah, it's about Kelly. I got a Kelly chunk.
What's it called? Yeah. Cunt?
Flappy arms? Cunty flappy arms? No. It is now.
All right, Kelly, what do you got?
I'm just the first Saturday of every month, 10 o'clock, Creek in the Cave, Underbelly Show, or follow me at Twitter, KELLYFASTUCA.
What do you got there, fucking Dingleberry?
That's Christian. Thanks. Follow me on Twitter at Chris Polanco and go to offstagepod.com to listen to my podcast, which everyone in this room is outside of
Is mine still the most popular?
Dan Soder's is the most popular.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've never done it, though.
I would love to have you on, man.
You said mine was the most popular. Oh, you tell everybody.
I'll take it away from everybody.
I don't know. I got a good story on there.
Really?
The Robin story.
Yours is the most downloaded.
Well, you didn't tell it on this show?
Yeah, I did a brief version of it.
Okay. A brief? You do the brief one on this one. And you do the full version on that fucking.
Not everyone was shitting on me. It was just me and Christian, so I could tell the full story.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have fucking 20 people listen to it than 30,000.
You know what? Those 20 people, though, they got the full chunk.
What do you got, Phil?
Phil.
Hey,
take your time, Phil.
SEO.com. It's got a whole new website, a lot of nice you know what dude photos on it.
Oh,
and
great.
I got a nice surprise, like I said to you guys last week. A nice surprise coming.
Kelly Naked.
So everyone get excited.
Really?
That's on the way.
Did we get to see Kerry's areola? Is it pink or brown?
Brown. No, I don't know.
Because it's dead? Because her tit died once?
Ew,
nothing? Wow.
Who's Ariel?
Can I have that bandana back, please?
Jesus.
All right, Dan, what do you got, buddy?
There's a lot of knots in
it. On Twitter, at Dan Soder, and come see me open for Bobby, Palisades Comedy Club.
Hey.
In August.
Yeah, baby. All right, make sure, yeah. And go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. Get my app, award-winning fucking app, the best comedy app of the year.
I can download now on an iPhone.
Boom, boom, boom. Get the comedy app to find out where I'm going to be. Check out the podcast. Make sure you go to RiotCast.com. Check out the new shows. We got the Davey Mac Sports Program, which is fucking hilarious. Brand new to the network. Eastside Dave, you've heard him on the Ron and Fez show. He's hilarious. His show, he just joined the Riot. Make sure you go check him out. Subscribe and leave a review. Weird Medicine, Bailey J Show, all the new shows, the Jersey Jerks, the old shows. My wife hates me. Why You Suck in Bed, and Hammer Fisting. And Weird Medicine fucking party hour.
Yeah.
Fuck,
Weird Science Party Hour.
That's it. Yeah, I actually did that show. Really great guys.
Yeah.
So make sure you check them out. And of course, Glory Hole, the original podcast
Rob
on the network.
Rob Sprantz, what a good dude.
Fucking bird with AIDS. make sure you check them out. Thanks for supporting the show, guys. Here's another show. And here's the thing. I'm going to give you an address right now. You guys want to send stuff to the show, we're going to put it on the table, put it around the room. You want to see your stuff on these videos and these great photos that Phil had taken, send it to 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Send us whatever you got, dolls, fucking photos, posters. Dolls. You can send a voodoo doll of Dan.
No, don't do that.
Send us one of Joe DeRosa.
Make sure it
doesn't have any shoulders.
Whatever you want to see on the table, you got little gifties you want to give Kelly, Dan, or anybody on the show, you can send stuff there. If you have letters or fucking whatever you have, send it to that address. You guys are great. Make sure you, again, check out our sponsors. Buy something off Amazon, go to our website, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and go to gamefly.com, gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up. You're going to save yourself a lot of money and a lot of time. You guys are great. Thanks a lot. Bye.
When I wake up, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get fat, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who gets fat next to you. And if I'm gay, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who's being gay with you. But I would drive 100 feet, and I would drive 100 more. Unless it's snowing or a Monday, then I won't come into work. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you. And when I ruin things, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who ruins things for you. When I'm eating, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who's eating next to you. And if I'm still gay, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who's being gay with you. But I would drive 100 feet, and I would drive 100 more. Unless it's snowing or a Monday, then I won't come into work.
Don't stop filming my face.
don't stop